In the depths of my spirit, you knows a melody sweeter than, sweeter than song in celestial light, twenty times unceasingly for so like an infinite. Oh, sweep over my spirit forever I live in the fatherless billows of life. What a treasure I have in this wonderful being, deep in the heart of my, in the heart of my soul. That no power can mine it to away from this old eternity. Oh, peace, wonderful peace, oh, coming down from the Father, from the Father above.
Make Jesus your friend.
Amen.
My, that's a friend that never lets you down, yeah? That's the real friend. We do want to welcome Brother Nkwame's friend, Milfred, from Cameroon. God bless you. It's nice to meet you. May the Lord bless you in his house. Let's open our Bible, saints. We do welcome you to the house of the Lord this morning. Luke chapter 7, the book of Luke chapter 7. Wanted to look a little bit at church order today, but maybe we'll take it in a bit of a roundabout method.
Nous allons parler de l'ordre de l'église, mais nous allons en parler différemment.
Now, sometimes it's good to understand why something is asked of us.
Parfois, il est bien de comprendre
pourquoi. Because I think sometimes when you understand why,
quand nous comprenons
the Lord asks for certain things to be done in a certain way.
Quand le Seigneur demande que certaines choses soient faites d'une certaine manière.
The Lord is so wise.
Le Seigneur est si sage.
The Scripture.
L'Écriture.
Never asks.
Of
us anything unless it's for our benefit, unless it's for his glory. No, God is somebody that when he sends forth his word, it's a very specific word. And there's a reason for everything that he says. The Lord could say so many things. But when he says something, it's important for us. It's good for us. You know, that's the issue with church order.
Church order,
you can take church orders as laws and doctrines. We don't want to do it like that. We'd like to just have a look today at maybe just things in a different kind of a way, just to show the church order of the message we believe, but also maybe just to get an understanding of why. Why is it good for us to do things in that way? Luke chapter 7, maybe just for those who don't know the scripture, we'll read it from 36, right the way down to 50. If you follow in other languages, we'll quickly go through it in English, just to give a good background to those who don't know this account in the Bible. Luke 7:36, and one of the Pharisees desired him, that's Jesus, that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and he sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one ought 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave both of them. Them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into your house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. Mine head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she has loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sin also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we've come unto this place upon this day because we want to be like this woman. We want to minister to you. Jesus, how we would desire to be a blessing unto you, that our worship would be acceptable, Father, that it would be something that would refresh thee upon this day. How easy it is for us to come, Father, expecting and asking, Father, and looking to you to provide everything for us. But Father, how you long to see the souls of people that would come to offer something to you. So I pray that you'd accept the worship that has gone forth upon this day. And even, Lord, as we approach your word, Father, how we need you. Lead us in the channel of your word. Lead us in the channel of inspiration. Father, let us lay aside everything else at this time. Father, may you minister unto us. May you, Father, grant us grace that you may sit at your feet and have an audience with you upon this day. Bless your people this day. Help us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Just from the scripture that we've read,
juste l'écriture que nous avons lu,
we'll just take the thought of washing Jesus' feet.
On va prendre le sujet, au sujet de laver les pieds de Jésus.
Now we know in the message,
nous savons dans le
the
message,
prophet preached down this line many times.
Le prophète a prêché sur cela plusieurs fois.
He preached on washing Jesus' feet.
Il a prêché sur laver les pieds de Jésus.
He preached on the meanest man in town.
Il a parlé sur l'homme le plus méchant de la
ville. He preached the meanest man in Santa Maria.
Il a parlé de l'homme le plus méchant à Santa Maria.
And he preached on this in the Laodicean church age.
Et il a prêché cela dans l'âge de l'Odyssée.
When Jesus was standing at the door and knocking,
quand Jésus se tenait à la porte et
frappait, and the prophet says Jesus wants to come into the Pentecostal feast of Laodicea.
Le prophète dit Jésus veut entrer dans la fête des Pentecôtistes.
But nobody made Jesus feel welcome.
Mais personne ne l'a bien accueilli.
They left Jesus at the door.
Et ils l'ont laissé à la porte.
Though he wanted to come in to bless.
Nous voulons qu'il entre et qu'il bénisse.
But they never let him in.
Mais ils l'ont jamais laissé entrer.
And the prophet speaks of that when he's speaking of the Laodicean church age.
Le prophète parle de cela dans l'âge de l'Odyssée.
And then he gets onto this scripture in Luke chapter 7.
Et il entre dans cette écriture de
and he says it's the same thing that you find.
Il dit c'est la même chose que vous
trouvez. When Jesus was invited to Simon's feast.
Quand Jésus a été invité dans la fête de Simon.
And we'll see that as we go.
Et nous le verrons comme nous allons.
But the thing that we'll learn from this.
C'est que nous apprenons de ceci.
Is that God has a certain approach.
C'est que Dieu a une certaine approche.
There's something about the approach to God.
C'est, il y a quelque chose, la manière dont vous
there's something
vous
about preparation.
Il y a quelque chose au sujet de la
now, if you're going to approach somebody
quand vous voulez vous
approcher who's really important,
qui est très important
and you can receive something which you need from that person,
et que vous voulez recevoir ce que vous désirez
maybe
cette
you
personne,
have a great need
peut-être vous avez un grand besoin,
and there's only one person can meet that need.
Et il y a une seule personne qui peut répondre à ce besoin.
I don't believe
je ne crois pas.
You would just start thinking
que vous allez commencer à croire
of how you're going to approach that person
pensez comment vous allez vous approcher
two or three minutes before the appointment.
Juste deux ou trois minutes
you
avant
wouldn't do that.
Vous n'allez pas le faire.
If you're approaching someone important
si vous vous approchez de quelqu'un
and that person is so important to you
et cette personne est si importante pour vous
because of who they are
à cause de ce qu'elle
est and because of what you need from them
et à cause de ce que vous désirez
or because of what you have received from them
ou de ce que vous aviez reçu d'elle.
I do believe
je crois
that will be reflected in our approach.
Et cela se reflétera dans l'approche.
You know, if you know you're going to go to a party,
vous n'allez pas dans une fête.
Or like in these days, you're invited to a feast.
Ou dans, comme dans ces jours ici, vous êtes invité dans une
fête.
It was
a great honor in those days.
C'était un grand honneur dans ces
jours. To be invited to a feast.
D'être invité dans une fête.
When these people like Simon.
Quand c'est des gens comme Simon
prepared the feast.
Ils préparaient le festin.
It was by invitation only.
C'était seulement par invitation.
You are a privileged person.
Tu es une personne
privilégiée. If you received an invitation to this feast.
L'invitation à la fête.
And if you received that invitation.
Et si tu la reçois.
You would have received it well beforehand.
Tu dois la recevoir bien avant.
And because of the importance of the event to you.
Et à cause de l'importance de l'événement pour vous.
You've been invited by your friend.
Vous allez dire à vos amis
to come for a special fellowship
de venir, vous avez été invité
to partake of this feast
pour partager sa fête.
I'm sure there'd be a preparation that you would make
je crois qu'il y aura une préparation que vous
before you would come to the feast
avant d'aller à la fête.
You wouldn't just quickly put on your clothes and not even look in the mirror and
vous n'allez pas rapidement vous habiller, même pas vous regarder dans le miroir.
Maybe you would have been weeks before.
Mais peut-être des semaines avant.
Choosing what you're going to wear.
Vous allez chercher quoi porter.
Preparing what you're going to give.
Vous allez porter et préparer.
Maybe you would
vous
have marked it on the calendar.
Et vous allez le marquer dans le calendrier.
It's important to you.
Et cela est important.
So you would have been
vous.
Counting down the days.
Et vous allez compter les dates.
Looking forward.
Regardant.
To this great feast.
À cette grande fête.
Because you've been given an invitation.
Parce que il vous a été donné une invitation.
And it's like that with the things of God.
C'est comme cela avec les choses de Dieu.
You know, you get what you expect.
Vous recevez ce que vous désirez.
In the things of the kingdom. And the vast majority of what we receive spiritually
et la grande majorité de ce que vous recevez
is dépendant by on our preparations.
Dépend de votre préparation.
If you just come to church,
si vous venez seulement
you've been
à
shouting at the wife in the car,
vous étiez en train de
you woke up late, You've been rushing to get to the house of the Lord. You come in the middle of the song worship. You sit there. Your mind is confused. All these thoughts are going through. Your human feelings are tossed here and there. I find it very hard to believe you're going to receive anything. It's very hard because you're not in a condition to receive, because there hasn't been a preparation. There hasn't been the right approach to the things of God. And right from Eden, when God and man, when God's mercy made a way for man, to come back to the tree of life, God provided a certain way of approach. God in His grace, because He didn't want people to be separate from the tree of life, God's grace provided a way. And God revealed right from Eden, the tree of life is here. You can approach. You can get forgiveness. I can minister to you from the tree of life. But there's got to be a certain type of approach. And we see Cain, he tried to come his own way. He never came God's provided approach. And he never received anything from the tree of life. He never received the spiritual blessing. The grace that he could have received,
la grâce qu'il aurait pu obtenir,
which was shown by Abel.
Qui a été montré dans
because Abel came almost to the same altar.
Parce que Abel est venu au même,
Abel came to the same church,
à la même église,
approaching the same God.
S'approchant du même Dieu.
But Abel received something completely different than Cain received.
Mais Abel obtint quelque chose de complètement différent.
God is no respecter of persons.
Dieu ne tient pas compte de personnes.
It wasn't that God was respecting a person better than another.
Si Dieu faisait faveur à quelqu'un
plutôt
qu'à l'autre.
But one man approached by revelation.
Et l'un est approché par
He came God's provided way.
Il est venu par la voie pourvue par
Dieu. Abel had a certain respect.
Abel avait un certain respect
to what he was doing.
À ce, par rapport
There
à
was
ce qu'il
a
faisait.
Sacredness in what he was doing.
Il y avait quelque chose de sacré.
There was a submission to divine revelation in what he was doing.
Il y avait soumission à la révélation divine dans ce qu'il faisait.
And fire came forth.
Et le feu descendit.
There came a divine response.
Et il y avait une réponse
divine. And consumed his sacrifice.
Il avait consumé le sacrifice.
And the Bible says God had respect.
Et la Bible dit Dieu ne
to Abel and to his offering.
Affection.
Now, friends, I do not believe it's possible.
Je ne crois pas que c'est possible.
For God to have respect unto your offering.
Que Dieu honore ton offrande,
and you not know it.
Si,
if God has respect, He'll bless you.
Si Dieu vous honore,
He'll quicken you.
Il va vous bénir,
He'll
va
reveal
vous
Himself to you.
Il va se révéler
He'll do something for you.
Il va faire quelque chose pour
you
vous.
Can always tell
vous allez toujours dire,
in your own experience
dans votre propre expérience,
when you're going about things the right way in the kingdom of God.
Que vous faites les choses la bonne manière,
when you're following God's order.
Quand vous suivez l'ordre de Dieu.
Remember, David wanted to do something for God.
Rappelez-vous, David voulait faire quelque chose.
But he never came with the right approach.
Mais il n'est pas venu de la bonne manière.
He wanted to bring the ark.
Il voulait amener
a good
l'arc,
desire.
Un bon désir.
But God had a provided way.
Mais Dieu avait une voie pour
that lui. God had revealed through his prophets.
Il avait révélé à son prophète.
But David didn't come that way.
Mais David ne vint pas de
David
cette manière.
Came his own way.
Il vint de sa propre manière.
And instead of it being a blessing,
au lieu d'être une bénédiction,
it ended up being bringing death.
C'est se révéla être la mort.
And in the next chapter,
et le chapitre
the Bible says David was troubled.
Et la Bible dit David était
and troublé. He went and he sought the Lord.
Et il est allé chercher le Seigneur.
And then David called everybody together.
Et il a rassemblé tout le monde.
And he says, God didn't respect us.
Il dit, Dieu ne nous a pas
because
honoré.
We didn't follow him after the correct order.
Parce que nous n'avons pas suivi son ordre.
It says, but when David now told the Levites to put the ark on their shoulders,
mais quand il dit aux Lévites de mettre l'arche sur leurs épaules,
says the Lord helped them.
Alors, le Seigneur les aida.
God's blessing was in what they did.
Et la bénédiction était dans ce
qu'ils faisaient. Friends, there's something about an approach to God.
Il y a quelque chose au sujet de l'approche de Dieu.
There's something about this. It's so important.
Il y a quelque chose de très important.
Sometimes we look at things like church order.
Parfois, nous regardons choses comme
dress,
de l'église, la grâce,
these kind of things.
Et ce genre de choses.
And we look at them as small things, and in a way they are.
Nous les voyons comme des petites choses.
But you can never expect God
mais vous n'allez pas
to bring
que
the
Dieu
fullness of His dynamics
amène la plénitude, sa dynamique,
until you get the mechanics right.
Jusqu'à ce que vous obtenez
You've
la
got
mécanique
to put
en
the
ordre.
Mechanics in order.
Vous devez mettre la mécanique en ordre.
And once the mechanics are in order,
quand la mécanique est bonne,
the dynamics will always come.
La dynamique va venir.
You find it with Elijah.
Vous allez le trouver dans Élie.
Elijah couldn't just call for God to send fire from heaven.
Il pouvait pas seulement attendre que Dieu envoie le feu.
He had to first take those 12 stones.
Il devait d'abord mettre ces 12
pierres. Restore the original altar according to the original order.
Restaurer l'autel original à l'ordre original.
He moved into a certain channel that he knew what God was expecting.
Il est entré dans un certain canal et il savait ce que
Dieu
espérait.
And the moment he laid aside all of his thoughts and his ideas and his opinions on how things should be done.
Ses idées, toute sa conception.
And he came and did things according to the divine order.
Et il a fait les choses conformément.
Then he prayed.
Alors,
then the fire fell from
il a
heaven.
Prié, le feu est descendu.
God had respect unto his sacrifice.
Dieu a honoré son sacrifice.
And friends, it's going to be the same with us.
Cela va être de même pour
if
nous.
We come God's way,
si nous venons la voie pourvue par
God
nous,
has respect.
Dieu honorera.
And we approach things according to his divine order.
Et si nous nous approchons des choses
you're the greatest mistake divine. That we make.
Mais la grande erreur que
is we look at people, not offices.
C'est de regarder aux gens et non à
we look at a deacon.
Nous regardons
ah,
un
it's just Brother Wilmo. Just Brother David.
Wilmore, c'est
God
David.
Will never respect you for that.
Et Dieu ne va pas
the prophet says, if you can't respect a man, respect his office that he holds in the
et
Lord.
Le prophète dit, si vous pouvez pas honorer un homme,
and when you respect an office, God is going to respect
si
you.
Vous respectez l'œuvre qu'il fait, Dieu
because you're respecting God's order.
Parce que vous respectez l'ordre de Dieu.
There's such an important principle there.
Il y a un principe très important.
But sometimes when we come down from heavenly places,
mais parfois quand nous sortons des lieux
when our eagle eyes start getting filmed over by the circumstances
quand
of life,
nos yeux d'aigle commencent à s'obscurcir
by the disappointments we go through and the hustle and bustle,
par les déceptions et les hauts et les bas,
we start looking at things as natural people.
Nous regardons aux choses comme des personnes
naturelles. We don't see the divine principle behind
the
things
pas les principes divins derrière
which
les
God
choses.
Has laid before us.
C'est Dieu a placé
but so much of what we receive
mais la plupart des fois, que nous
is based on this approach.
Est basé sur la manière dont nous approchons.
You know, there was a woman with an issue of blood.
Vous savez,
a woman with a blood issue.
La femme avec l'écoulement du sang.
There were so many people that day touching Jesus.
Il y avait beaucoup de gens ce jour-là qui touchaient
so
Jésus.
Many people approaching Jesus.
Il y avait beaucoup de gens autour de Jésus.
But she came a different way.
Mais elle est venue d'une manière différente.
She came in a certain channel that they didn't come in.
Elle est venue en suivant un certain
she approached
canal.
To the same Jesus.
Elle s'est approchée
the
du même
same
Jésus,
word.
La même parole.
In a different way than the rest.
D'une manière différente que le reste.
She came to the tree of life.
Elle s'est approchée de l'arbre de vie.
Jesus is the tree of life.
Jésus qui est l'arbre de vie.
The tree of life was there, planted.
L'arbre de vie était planté
in the earth of Jesus.
Dans la terre de Jésus.
There were multitudes of people there that day.
Il y avait beaucoup de gens là-bas ce jour-là.
But the tree of life.
Mais l'arbre de vie.
Only ministered to her.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a pourvu pour elle?
She received the blessings of the tree of life.
Elle a reçu les bénédictions de l'arbre
virtue
de vie.
Went forth.
La vertu est sortie.
And ministered to her need.
Et a pourvu à son besoin.
And not to the needs of those other people.
Mais pas aux besoins des autres.
Because Peter said, Lord, you see the multitude touching
parce que Pierre
you.
A dit, Seigneur, y a
how
beaucoup
can you
gens
say
qui
who touched me?
Comment peux-tu demander qui
but
t'a
it was
touché?
A different kind of a touch.
Mais c'était un toucher différent.
Because when she approached Jesus that day,
parce que quand elle s'est approchée
it
Jésus
didn't
ce
just start when she saw Jesus.
Et ça n'a pas commencé seulement quand elle a vu Jésus.
There was a preparation before.
Il y avait une préparation
she
avant.
Had heard of him.
Elle avait entendu parler
there
de
was
lui.
Something moving her.
Il y avait quelque chose qui
she was moving in a certain channel.
Elle se déplaçait sur un certain canal.
And when she came,
et quand elle
something
venue,
was declaring itself to her.
Quelque chose témoignait en elle.
This is your opportunity.
Que c'est votre opportunité.
And she came about it the right way.
Et elle s'est approchée de la
and
bonne
she
manière.
Touched him the right way.
Elle l'a touché de la bonne manière.
And healing came forth to
et
her.
La guérison est venue.
You'll find that right through the Bible, that
vous,
principle.
Vous allez trouver ce principe partout
that redemption
que la rédemption
has to be approached the right way.
On doit s'en approcher de la bonne
the
manière.
Lamb has to be approached the right way.
L'agneau, on doit s'y approcher de lui
the
de la
tree
bonne
of
manière.
Life has to be approached
on
the right way.
On doit s'approcher de l'arbre de la vie de la bonne manière.
Grace has provided everything
la grâce a pourvu à
that tout we tout need in this earthly journey.
Dont nous avons besoin pour ce voyage terrestre.
But it's got to be approached the right way.
Mais cela doit être, on doit s'en approcher
and
de
that
la
is
manière.
Why it's no coincidence.
C'est pourquoi il n'y a pas de coïncidence.
The way God has ordered the Bible.
De la manière dont a ordonné la Bible.
He first puts the law of Moses.
D'abord, il a placé la loi de Moïse.
Leviticus.
Le Lévitique.
The church order.
L'ordre de l'église.
How the priests must dress, how men and women must behave, how the People must behave in the tabernacle.
Comment les sacrificateurs doivent s'habiller, comment les gens doivent se comporter.
How the offerings must be presented.
Comment doit présenter l'offrande.
What offerings must be brought under what circumstances.
Quelle offrande doit être apportée dans chaque circonstance.
Before he gets to the Psalms,
avant d'arriver au psaume,
which is the worship,
qui est l'adoration,
and before he gets to the prophets,
avant d'aller vers les prophètes,
which is the prophetic unveiling of redemption,
qui est la révélation prophétique de la rédemption.
God knew what he was doing in his world.
Dieu savait ce qu'il faisait dans sa
parole. He knows the things have to be set in order first.
Il savait que les choses devaient être placées en
ordre. Then enter into worship.
Alors on entre dans la.
You're building on the right foundation now.
Il a placé maintenant la bonne
fondation. Then get to the unveiling of the word of the prophets.
Alors entre dans la révélation de la parole des prophètes.
But God came and put every precept and principle.
Mais Dieu est venu à placer tous les préceptes
that Israel was to follow.
Qu'Israël devait suivre.
And friends, God took his time.
Et Dieu prend son temps.
Because there's a lot of pages that speak about those kind of things in the word.
Parce qu'il y a beaucoup de pages qui parlent de ce genre de choses.
And to the children of Israel, they knew the importance of those things.
Et jusqu'à ce qu'ils sachent l'importance de ces
choses. Of what could be worn and what couldn't be worn.
Qu'est-ce qui pouvait être porté, qu'est-ce qui
the different seasons that things could be done and could
les choses qui devaient être faites dans différentes saisons.
God is a God of order.
Dieu est un Dieu d'ordre.
The Bible says God is not a God of the author of confusion.
Dieu n'est pas l'auteur de la confusion.
But God is the God of order.
Mais Dieu est Dieu d'ordre.
So it wouldn't be strange if we take the revelation of the seven seals.
Cela serait étrange si nous prenons la révélation.
Which is God coming to reveal unto us once again the mystery of redemption.
Qui est Dieu venant se révéler à nous dans les mystères de la rédemption.
God releasing an anointing.
Dieu envoie son
to bring people back
pour ramener les
to
gens
the tree of life,
à l'arbre de vie,
the fullness of the tree of life,
à la plénitude de l'arbre de vie.
Some of us shall not see death.
Et certains ne verront
showing
pas
that there's a certain access open in this age to the tree of life,
qui a un canal ouvert en cet âge vers
which
l'arbre
wasn't
de vie.
Open to Luther and Wesley and people like that.
Qui n'était pas ouvert à Luther, Wesley et tous ces gens-là.
But before the prophet gets to the revelation of the Lamb and redemption.
Mais avant que les prophètes arrivent à la révélation de l'agneau de la rédemption,
the first thing he gets onto his church order.
La première chose, c'est l'ordre de
right at the beginning of God hiding himself in simplicity.
Juste au début de Dieu se
before he
dans
gets into the revelation of these seals,
avant d'entrer dans la révélation des sceaux,
he starts putting in order the church
il a d'abord
order.
Placé l'ordre dans l'église.
But that's no coincidence, friends.
Cela n'est pas une coïncidence.
That's God following the same divinely instituted pattern.
C'est le Dieu qui suit le même modèle divin.
That is always followed.
Qu'il a toujours suivi.
Because you have to put the mechanics in place first.
Parce que vous devez d'abord placer la mécanique en place.
Before you can move on to the dynamics.
Avant d'amener la dynamique.
And we know in the seals book.
Nous savons dans le livre des sceaux.
Just some of the principles, and I was asked just to go through a few of the principles for a few minutes once again.
Quelqu'un des principes of church order. Les parcourir pendant quelques minutes.
And then after that, we'll get onto our story and try to show the importance of why.
Après cela, nous allons
these things are so important.
Pourquoi toutes ces choses sont importantes.
And the prophet speaking about the building, the church.
Et le prophète parlant de la construction de l'église.
It says this building is dedicated to the worship of God.
Il dit ce bâtiment est dédicacé à l'adoration de Dieu.
And we should keep it that way.
Nous devons le garder comme
we
cela.
Should never buy or sell in this building.
Nous ne devons jamais vendre ou acheter dans ce bâtiment.
We should never do any business in this auditorium here.
Nous ne devons jamais faire des affaires dans ce bâtiment.
It should be a place of worship.
C'est là, ceci doit être un lieu d'adoration.
A holy consecrated place for that purpose.
Un lieu consacré saintement pour ce but.
He says, now this may seem a little rude.
Il dit ceci peut sembler un peu dur.
But it's not a place to visit each other.
C'est pas un endroit pour se visiter mutuellement.
Friends, we don't come here to speak to one another.
Nous venons pas ici pour nous parler.
Or for someone to speak to us.
Ou pour que quelqu'un
we come
nous parle.
To speak to him.
Nous venons lui parler.
And we come because we want him to speak to us.
Et nous voulons que lui nous
we
parle.
Don't come here to see one another.
Nous venons pas nous
we love to see one another.
Nous
but to come here
rencontrer.
To see him.
Nous venons pour le voir
and
lui.
To be seen of him.
Et être
and that's what
lui.
The prophet saying.
C'est ce que le prophète
he said, let this house be a house of worship.
Que cette maison soit une maison d'adoration.
Jesus said, my house
le Seigneur, Jésus
shall
dit,
be called a house of prayer.
Ma maison sera appelée une maison de prière.
And it's got to be consecrated to that purpose.
Et cela doit être consacré à ce
he but. Says it's a place of worship.
C'est un lieu d'adoration.
We should never even murmur a word inside of here, outside of worship.
Nous ne devrions même pas murmurer dans cette maison d'adoration.
So we should never have general talk in here.
Nous ne devons pas avoir des conversations.
If you want to say God bless you, that's worship.
Si vous dites Dieu vous bénisse, c'est une adoration.
God bless you, brother. It's good to see you. That's
Dieu
worship.
Bénisse, frère, c'est bien
nothing wrong
in
saying that.
Adoration. Il n'y a pas de mal à dire
but
cela.
But to talk,
mais parler,
to chat, to discuss anything that's outside of worship.
Parler de d'autres choses en dehors de la
it shouldn't be spoken in here.
Cela ne doit pas
we should wait ici. Until we go outside of this
nous
building
attendre quand on est
and
dehors.
We speak.
Et parler là-bas.
The other issues of life.
Des choses de
that's
la
what
vie.
The prophet says.
C'est ce que le prophète dit.
He says we should never, unless it's absolutely necessary.
Nous ne devrions jamais à moins que cela soit absolument nécessaire.
We should never run through this building.
Nous ne devons jamais courir au travers de ce
or building. Let our children run through this
ou
building.
Laisser les enfants courir.
We need to watch our children.
Nous devons
and it's
veiller
not easy
sur nos
sometimes.
Enfants. Ça arrive parfois.
But you don't let them run through the building.
Nous ne devons pas les laisser courir.
Don't let them destroy the property of the
nous
church.
Ne devons pas les laisser détruire le
watch your children.
Veillez sur vos enfants.
It's part of worship.
C'est une partie
it's part of a divine order.
C'est une partie de l'ordre divin.
It says, therefore, let's remember.
Rappelons-nous alors,
when we enter the sanctuary,
quand nous entrons dans le sanctuaire,
keep still to one another.
Soyez tranquilles l'un vers l'autre.
And worship God.
Et adorez Dieu.
Because we do not come into the sanctuary to meet one another.
Parce que nous venons pas au sanctuaire pour nous rencontrer.
We come here to worship God and then go to our homes.
Mais nous venons l'adorer et rentrer dans nos
maisons. This sanctuary is dedicated to worship.
Ce sanctuaire est dédicacé à l'adoration.
So when you enter that door,
alors quand vous entrez, vous franchissez cette porte.
Be quiet.
Soyez, restez silencieux.
And in their church, in the prophet's church, was be still.
Dans l'église du prophète, c'était écrit, tenez-vous
tranquille. That was the big scripture in front of the church.
C'était une écriture.
He says, when you've done your talking outside, come in.
Il dit après avoir terminé vos conversations dehors.
If you desire, come to the altar and pray quietly.
Si vous voulez, venez à l'autel et priez en silence.
You then walk back to your seat.
Et rentrez à votre place.
Open up your Bible.
Et ouvrez votre Bible.
Read His word.
Et lisez sa parole.
Or sit quietly.
Ou asseyez-vous.
And then the music.
Et quand la musique.
Must be played softly.
Doit, la musique doit être jouée.
Some real sweet soft music.
Quelque musique douce.
Until it's time for service.
Jusqu'au moment du service.
And then let the song leader.
Et alors le directeur des
chants. Lead a couple of congregational songs.
Va entonner quelques chants.
Then if there's some outstanding solo. Let them sing it.
Et s'il y a des chansons individuelles qu'ils chantent aussi.
But never just a bunch of carrying on.
Mais ne laissez pas les choses inutiles se passer.
When a minister walks into a congregation of people praying.
Quand un ministre vient dans une congrégation, trouver une congrégation qui prie.
And the anointing of the Spirit.
Et l'onction de l'Esprit.
You are bound to hear from heaven.
Vous devez entendre quelque chose
why?
Du ciel. Pourquoi?
You're approaching the tree of life the right way.
Parce que vous approchez de l'arbre de la vie de la bonne
you're
manière.
Approaching divine things according to a divine order.
Vous approchez des choses divines conformément à l'ordre divin.
God's going to look down.
Dieu va regarder.
Say that's an acceptable sacrifice.
Ça, c'est un sacrifice.
God will have respect.
Dieu va honorer.
And there'll be a divine response.
Et il y aura une réponse divine.
He says that's just all.
Il dit c'est ça.
There's no way to keep from it.
Il y a pas moyen de s'en éloigner.
But if you walk into confusion,
mais si vous entrez dans la confusion,
you're so confused.
Vous êtes si confus.
And the spirit is grieved.
Et l'esprit est attristé.
We don't want that, no.
Et vous savez,
we want to come here to worship.
Nous venons pour adorer.
So if there's a lot of noise, which we never really have here,
si nous
I really
avons
do thank the Lord.
Bruit, nous remercions
the prophet saying it causes confusion.
Le prophète dit cela.
But to me, where I would say our weaknesses,
mais dit quand nous disons nos faiblesses,
is people coming late.
Quand les gens viennent
people coming with confusion.
Les gens viennent confus.
Rushing through the traffic.
Venant,
rushing to try to get to the house of the Lord.
Voulant très vite pour venir dans la
the prophet says, when you come in this confusion,
le prophète dit quand vous venez dans
the spirit is grieved.
L'esprit est attristé.
Sometimes it's those small things, he says.
Il dit parfois ce sont ces petites choses.
He says it's not the big things.
C'est pas ces grandes choses.
That we do.
Que nous faisons.
But it's the little things we leave undone.
Mais les choses, les petites
and
choses
I would believe in church order.
Et je crois dans l'ordre.
If we have a respect.
Si nous avons
and a faith and a belief.
Et dans les, la,
that God is in His word.
Dieu est dans sa parole.
That the pillar of fire accompanies His message.
La colonne de feu accompagne ce message.
I would say, saints, let's keep.
Et je dirais ça,
that ever before us.
Que gardons devant nous.
And let's keep the vision of what we're approaching unto.
Gardons devant nous la vision de ce à quoi nous
the
nous
moment
approchons.
It just becomes natural us coming to the house of the Lord.
Parfois, ça devient
tellement and we're just seeing people and personalities.
Et nous voyons seulement des gens.
We're looking at the faults of people and
nous,
different things.
Nous regardons seulement au visage
we
des
need
gens.
To get back to the altar, friends.
Nous devons encore entrer
because
à
we've lost the vision of what we've
parce
come
que
for.
Nous avons perdu la vision.
But the prophet says, if we come,
mais le prophète dit, quand nous venons,
and we prayed up,
et que nous prions,
and we're under the anointing,
et que nous sommes sous
and we sit quietly,
et nous,
and you're reading His word,
et nous lisons sa parole,
God has respect.
Dieu va honorer.
If you read the Generations book, There's a testimony of a certain sister. And they went to this one meeting where the prophet was preaching. And it was in an auditorium. And before the service, it was a Pentecostal gathering. Everybody was chatting and talking. But that sister says, but we knew better. So we got there early. And we went and we sat down quietly. Read our Bibles and we prayed. And the prophet came and he preached. And when it came time for discernment, the pillar of fire came and stood right above those people. And the prophet came to them afterwards and says, God did that because he respected your respect. He says, he respected your approach. It makes a lot of sense, friends. It's very practical on that side of church order. Is that God asks for it. And God respects it himself. God will bless whenever people move in that channel. So that's the church order that we know. We know there's other things. But keeping the sanctuary sacred.
Mais garder le sanctuaire secret,
respecting the house
sacré,
of God.
Et le respect
respecting
nous,
the offices in the house
respectant
of God.
Les offices dans
respecting his word.
Respectant sa
God
parole.
Respects that.
Dieu honorera cela.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Why should we do these things?
Pourquoi devons-nous faire cela?
We get to our story, Luke chapter 7.
Luke, chapitre 7.
You know, the prophet speaks to us.
Le prophète nous parle.
About those great feasts
à propos de ces grandes fêtes
that they used to have in the Orient in those days.
Qui avait en Orient en ces temps-là.
And Jesus was invited to this feast.
Et Jésus a été invité à cette fête.
And these feasts were for what?
Et pourquoi, quelle était la raison?
It was when you had a rich man.
C'est quand vous avez un homme riche,
like the Pharisee was rich.
Comme ce pharisien qui
and
était
he wanted to share
il voulait partager
his blessings,
sa bénédiction,
his liberality
sa libéralité
with his friends.
Avec ses amis.
He wanted to invite others to come
il voulait inviter les autres
to come and partake of the blessings which he had received.
Être participant des bénédictions qu'il avait
reçues. And he wanted fellowship.
Et voulait communier.
In the right atmosphere.
Dans la bonne atmosphère.
At certain times.
À un certain moment.
Now, that man.
Cet homme-là,
because of how important that event was to him.
À cause de l'importance que cet événement avait pour lui,
he spent a lot of time in preparation.
Il passait beaucoup de temps en préparation.
There was a great amount of time and cost involved.
Il y avait beaucoup de temps et de prix.
In this man preparing that feast.
Il dépensait
for his guests.
Pour préparer cette fête pour ses invités.
And the prophet says in Minas Man and Santa Maria.
Et le prophète dit dans l'homme
he says, I can see this Pharisee.
Il dit, je vois ce pharisien.
How they put on this big spread.
Comment ils
they were rich.
Ils étaient riches.
A lot of preparation.
Beaucoup de préparation.
They would make ready for months and months.
Ils s'étaient préparés des mois
and
et des mois.
Send out those invitations.
Ils envoyaient des invitations.
And they'd get everything ready.
Et ils apprêtaient toutes choses.
So this man,
cet homme,
he saw the importance of what he was doing.
Il avait vu l'importance de ce qu'il
he was willing to pay
il voulait bien, il
whatever
voulait
was required
tout ce qui
to make this a special occasion.
Pour faire cette occasion.
He wanted people to come to his feast
il voulait que les gens viennent à sa fête
and to live there
et vivre là
and to be speaking of that feast for months to come.
Et parler de cette fête dans des mois
he didn't want it just to be a normal gathering of people.
Il voulait pas seulement que cela soit un rassemblement
he wanted it to be something special.
Mais il voulait que ce soit quelque chose de spécial.
Now, friends, all of these things are a natural type of spiritual truth.
Ces choses sont des types naturels de la vérité spirituelle.
Because Jesus has a table spread.
Parce que Jésus a une table apprêtée.
And he sent out his invitations.
Et il a envoyé des invitations.
To this great feast.
À la grande fête.
And friends, in this age that we're living in.
Et dans cet âge dans lequel
God has prepared a great feast.
Dieu a préparé une grande fête.
The prophet says it's a 7-course meal.
Il dit, c'est un repas,
it's the real mysteries of redemption.
Les mystères de la rédemption.
And it's by invitation only.
Il dit, c'est seulement par invitation.
He sends out his invitations.
Il envoie ses
he draws invitations. His people from the north, south, east and west.
Il attire ces gens du nord, de l'est et de l'ouest.
And he brings people to his feast.
Et il les amène à sa fête.
But even before
même avant,
we receive the invitation.
Nous recevions
before we come to the feast,
avant que nous venions à la fête,
he's made things ready.
Il apprête les choses
at great cost.
Et cela coûte très cher.
Jehovah. At great cost.
Il a dépensé beaucoup.
With tremendous resources at his disposal.
Avec toutes les richesses qu'il a à sa disposition.
He's prepared a feast for us.
Il prépare la fête pour nous.
He's brought things to us.
Il nous amène ces choses.
People, the prophets of old, going through persecutions and tribulations.
Tous ces gens, les prophètes, ont traversé
the saints of old,
les saints de tous
holding on to the truth many times at the price of their own blood.
Ils ont tenu à la vérité au prix même de leur sang.
It's dripping with blood.
This
Holy Ghost gospel is dripping with blood.
Cet évangile du Saint-Esprit ruisselle de sang.
It's been a great, great endeavor.
C'était une grande démonstration
because of the greatness of God's love
à cause de la grandeur de l'amour
to bring us
pour nous
the opportunity
l'opportunité
to partake of his blessings.
D'être participant de sa
bénédiction. And he gathers us together
et nous rassemble
under the great feast in this age
sous le grand festin en cet âge
because he wants to share with us
parce qu'il veut partager
his
avec
blessings.
Nous sa bénédiction.
He wants to take of his resources and his riches and share them with us.
Il veut prendre ses richesses et les partager avec nous.
So he himself
et alors lui-même
does a great amount of preparation.
Il passe du temps à préparer.
And it was a special season.
Et il y avait une saison spéciale.
The prophet says, Simon, no doubt.
Et le prophète dit, sans doute, Simon.
Set it at a time when the grapes would be all but ripe.
Il a préparé au temps où les raisins seront mûrs.
And there'd be a lovely odor all around the place of the great vineyards full of ripe grapes.
Il y aura un ordre tout autour du vigneron plein de raisins mûrs.
He chose the best time.
Il a choisi un bon moment.
He wanted the atmosphere to be just right.
Il voulait que l'atmosphère soit.
He wanted this to be a time that people would never forget.
Il voulait que ce soit un temps où les gens n'oublient
pas. When they came into his presence and
he
welcomed them
et qu'il les
and he bestowed on them the things that he had prepared for them.
Qu'il a déployé devant eux les choses qu'il
he wanted it to be a real special occasion.
Il voulait que cela soit une occasion spéciale.
He says, and they would kill their fatted lambs and have barbecue.
Et qu'il allait tuer les veaux les plus gras.
And they would really bring out the choice wine.
Et il allait amener le vin le plus doux.
Imagine that, friends.
Rappelez-vous ce
you're being invited to come to a table.
Il a invité les gens à sa table.
And there's the choice lambs.
Et les bons agneaux.
You're eating the lamb.
Vous mangez l'agneau.
Special lamb.
L'agneau spécial.
Special delicacy.
Une dédicace
spéciale. And you're drinking the choice, the finest of the wine.
Et vous buvez le vin le plus spécial.
That's what the Lord wants for each of us, friends.
C'est ce que le Seigneur veut de
he wants us to partake of the Lamb.
Il veut que nous prenions
he wants this to be a Passover feast for us.
Il veut que nous prenions part au
where festin. We eat of the Lamb and it puts strength in us for the journey.
Quand nous mangeons l'agneau, il nous donne la force pour le
and it's brought the finest of the wine in this age.
Et il a amené le vin le plus doux dans
divine revelation, the stimulation of revelation.
La stimulation de la révélation.
He's prepared everything.
Il a préparé tout.
He's been storing it up.
Il les a magasinés.
Getting things to a certain point.
Il préparait les choses jusqu'à.
This is the preparation that he makes.
C'est la préparation qu'il a faite.
He says, and he would invite the rich guests.
Et il a invité les invités riches.
And they had a real time.
Et il avait besoin du
don't
temps.
You love those kind of times?
N'aimez-vous pas ce
special
genre
occasions,
de
friends.
Des occasions spéciales.
Times that you never forget.
Des temps que vous n'oublierez
and
jamais.
I'll put a challenge to you.
Et je vous défie.
If you look back in your spiritual life,
si vous regardez dans cette vie spirituelle,
and those stepping stones,
et ces pierres sur lesquelles
those
vous avez
special
marché,
occasions in your spiritual experience,
ces moments spéciaux dans votre expérience,
those times that you think back to and you never forget,
ces temps que vous n'allez jamais oublier.
Those times that did something to you that never got out of you.
Ces choses qui ont fait quelque chose que vous n'allez jamais oublier.
I guarantee if you look.
Je vous garantis.
You prepared yourself for them.
Vous êtes préparé pour cela.
But there's other times.
Mais il y a des moments.
Where maybe the Lord will want you to bestow his generous blessing just as much as at other times.
Où le Seigneur voulait déployer ses bénédictions comme il avait fait.
And we come to the feast.
Et nous venons au festin.
And sometimes you can see other people are rejoicing in the feast.
Parfois nous voyons certaines personnes se
others are receiving blessing and
certains recevant des bénédictions
or being changed.
Ou être changés.
And you're sitting there yourself and saying, but I'm not really in this feast.
Mais vous êtes là, vous dites, je ne suis pas réellement dans la fête.
Sometimes, friends, it's the power of the lack of preparation.
Parfois, c'est la puissance du manque de préparation.
We haven't come come to the feast the right way.
Nous sommes pas venus à la fête la
we haven't
manière.
Esteemed it before we got there.
Nous nous sommes pas préparés avant de venir.
We haven't esteemed the privilege of the invitation that you've been given.
Nous ne prenons pas à juste mesure l'invitation.
We haven't esteemed the greatness of the host that's given us the invitation.
Nous ne prenons pas à juste mesure la grandeur de notre celui qui nous
invite. But maybe we're just busy in our own affairs and we're caught up in our own lives, caught up in little cliques here and cliques there and saying this and saying that. You're never going to receive anything. Because it's a spiritual law. You've got to approach it the right way. And you're going to receive something. The prophet says how they would barbecue the roast lamb. Put all kinds of spices on it.
Avec toutes sortes d'épices.
Taking the lamb, friends.
Prenant l'agneau.
And cooking it in a special way.
Le préparant d'une bonne
manière. And putting different spices so that it tastes just according to
l'assaisonnant de plusieurs
the palate of people at that time.
Qui vont le faire bon pour les gens.
And the host is trying to find just the food to match the desires of the guests.
Ils essayaient de trouver le repas qui allait répondre aux
desirs. He knows this is my friend. He's my bosom friend.
Il sait que c'est
he likes his lamb with these spices.
Il aime son agneau avec telle épice.
He likes maybe the fiery type of preaching.
Il aime so God provides for that. Flamboyante.
Put some peri peri on that.
Essayez de mettre du
peri. That brother likes that kind of lamb.
Lui, il aime cela.
Same lamb.
Le même agneau,
but maybe just different spices.
Mais
then he knows that this one doesn't quite like the lamb served like that.
Il dit, celui-ci n'aime pas ce genre de
he likes the lemon and the lime.
Il aime seulement avec du citron.
He doesn't really like that noisy type. He likes the quiet type.
Il n'aime pas trop de bruit.
God makes us all different.
Le calme, c'est différent.
But as long as we're eating the lamb, it doesn't matter how it's presented, friends.
L'agneau,
because we've gathered to eat the lamb.
Parce que vous êtes là pour manger l'agneau.
And he knows the way that when it's presented to us, we're really going to appreciate it.
Il sait comment que quand cela nous est présenté, nous allons l'apprécier.
He says he puts all kinds of spices on it.
Il dit, il met toutes sortes d'épices.
He says, my, they could really make it look good.
Il dit, on pouvait vraiment le faire.
And it was good.
Et cela était bon.
Don't you love meetings like that?
Amen.
Friends, when you go from there and you say, today I ate of the lamb. It was good. It put something in my system. I'm not the same as when I went. There's something in me that's divine. The lamb is in me.
Il y a quelque chose de divin.
I've partaken at the feast.
Je suis participant de la fête.
He says, and they would get everything ready just to the dot.
Il dit, vous aurez quelque chose en ordre, toute chose en ordre jusqu'au dernier point.
Everything was prepared just right.
Si cela était bien préparé.
There was a lot of thought in all that was done.
Il y avait beaucoup de choses dans ce qui était fait.
The way everything was laid out.
La manière dont toute chose était
what was on the menu.
Quel était le menu?
There was a lot of consideration because that man cared for his friends.
Il y avait beaucoup de considération parce que cet homme.
And he wanted them to have a special time at the feast.
Et il voulait qu'ils aient un moment spécial à la fête.
So he would prepare.
Il était préparé.
He wouldn't leave anything to chance.
Il n'allait pas laisser quelque chose.
He says he would get all his servants to dress up.
Il allait avoir tous ses serviteurs s'habiller d'une certaine manière.
Standing ready.
Et être là prêt.
At the post of duty.
Au lieu de ce, au poste de devoir.
All of his servants were at their place.
Tous les serviteurs étaient.
Each of them had a part to play.
Chacun était prêt à jouer.
To make the feast a success.
De faire réussir la fête.
Every one of them had a role.
Chacun d'eux avait un rôle à jouer.
None of them could take the other man's place.
Personne ne pouvait prendre la place de quelqu'un d'autre.
But each of them had been given their specific orders.
Mais à chacun a été donné un certain ordre.
By the master of the feast.
Par le maître de la fête.
And they would dress right those servants.
Et ils étaient bien.
They had prepared themselves.
Ils s'étaient préparés.
They had got themselves in a certain condition and a certain position.
Ils s'étaient placés dans une certaine condition.
Because they knew what was in the mind of their master. And they knew what was expected of them. So that they could be part of this great process of ministering a blessing.
Pour apporter une bénédiction.
Of meeting the expectations and even more than the expectations.
Pour répondre aux attentes ou même aller au-delà des attentes.
Of every one of the privileged that was invited to the feast.
De chacun des privilégiés invités à la fête.
Friends, we privileged people.
Nous sommes des gens privilégiés.
What an invitation we've been given in this age.
Il nous a été donné une invitation.
What a feast is laid out for us.
Une fête a été préparée pour nous.
If you want to know whether there's divine favor in your life,
si vous avez l'une des faveurs,
don't look so so much at how much money you got in the bank. Or
ne regardez pas combien vous avez.
Just say, but that person doesn't have as much trouble as me.
Vous dites, cette personne
that's nothing to do with it.
Cela n'a rien à voir.
That's nothing to do with it.
Cela n'a rien à voir.
God's favor
Dieu
is shown by his election.
Cela est montré par
he may election. Put you to suffering like Job.
Il peut te faire souffrir
he
comme
may
Job.
Commit you to death like Paul.
Il peut t'envoyer à la mort comme Paul.
But that's all with the purpose.
Mais le but, hein?
Because you're his elect.
Parce que vous êtes élu.
And friends, I can never doubt in my soul.
Je ne peux jamais douter.
No matter what hardships you go through in life,
peu importe combien de temps dur
that
je
I've received the invitation,
j'ai reçu l'invitation
to the wedding supper of the Lamb. I can never.
Au festin de noces de l'agneau.
Because my soul
parce que mon
responds to this message.
Répond à ce
my
message.
Soul says amen, like the song says.
Amen.
Whenever I hear your word, my soul says amen.
Mon âme dit toujours amen.
I may be wanting to hit the heights on certain parts of it. I haven't got there yet.
Parfois, il veut que j'atteigne certaines hauteurs.
But I believe it with all my heart.
Mais je crois cela de tout mon
cœur. And when someone comes to dish up the main course,
quand quelqu'un vient présenter friends, le repas principal,
and is carving up the lamb,
et il est en train de
putting it on the plate,
couper l'agneau et le placer,
and the servant
plat,
bringing the plate and is giving it personally to me,
m'amène le plat personnellement à moi,
I respond by saying amen to the word.
En disant, amen.
I say, how great thou art.
Combien grand
Lord, that's exactly what I needed.
Seigneur, c'est tout ce dont j'ai besoin.
Now, you might have come to the feast that day.
Parfois, vous êtes venu à la fête
and you might have been saying, but ah,
parfois, vous dites,
I'd like to eat some pork today.
J'aime manger du porc aujourd'hui.
But the master of ceremonies knows there's something better for you.
Mais le maître de cérémonie dit, j'ai
and he gives the lamb served with certain spices.
Et il amène l'agneau préparé.
And once you've eaten that lamb,
et quand vous mangez cet agneau,
you say indeed,
vous dites, c'est vrai,
he knows what I need.
Il sait, il connaît mes besoins.
And that's the same with us spiritually, friends.
C'est la même chose avec nous.
He knows what we need.
Il sait ce que nous désirons.
And he delivers it personally to us.
Et il nous le donne personnellement.
And he wants us in the right atmosphere.
Et il veut que nous soyons dans
with
la bonne
a spirit of gratitude. To eat of that which we
quand nous mangeons,
have been provided in this age
quand cela est pourvu dans
because
cet
it will do something for us.
Cela va faire quelque chose pour
so nous. The master of the feast, look at his preparation.
Le maître de la fête, regardez à cette préparation.
He puts a lot into preparing.
Il passe beaucoup de temps à préparer.
And friends, the master of the feast slayed the lamb before the foundation of the world.
Le maître de la fête a préparé l'agneau avant la fondation du monde.
Put his redemptive promises in the mouth of the prophets through thousands of years.
Il a placé les promesses de la rédemption dans la bouche de ses prophètes.
And has brought this word to us in this age.
Et nous a amené cette parole à nous dans cet âge.
He made such a preparation for us.
Il a eu une très grande préparation
pour nous. Prepared brothers and sisters.
Il a préparé des frères
he's prepared the different offices of the house of God.
Il a préparé différents offices
and he's taken people through different experiences.
Il a fait passer des gens dans différentes
different things in their lives
des différentes choses dans
to put vie. Certain characteristics in the experience
pour mettre certaines caractéristiques
so that they will be able to minister to you
pour qu'ils soient capables de vous
apporter at the feast
à la fête.
In just the way that you need to be ministered to.
Comment vous aimez être servi.
He knows what he's doing.
Il sait ce qu'il fait.
He knows what he's doing.
Il sait ce qu'il fait.
Now, if the master
le maître,
is going to prepare the feast
il va préparer la fête,
and be so thorough in his preparation,
et il est si éloigné dans, si loin dans sa
how much more should the guests now prepare themselves for
mais
the feast?
Comment les invités se préparent, si
there's got to be a preparation for the guests to come to such a great occasion.
Il doit y avoir une préparation pour les invités.
And in these messages here, the prophet shows us now.
Dans ce message, le prophète nous montre
that the great master of the feast,
que le grand maître de la fête,
he knows he can't just take someone straight off at the end of a long, dirty, dusty journey.
Il veut pas prendre seulement quelqu'un qui vient d'un long voyage
and bring him straight from the street
et l'amener directement de la rue
put him straight there sitting at the table and dish up the fine course
et
to him
et le placer directement à la table pour manger les bons repas.
The man's not going to be in any condition at that time.
Il y a pas de sens à
but the master is going to provide everything that's required
mais le maître va pourvoir tout ce
so that each of these invited guests can be prepared,
pour que chacun des invités soit
can
préparé.
Go through a process of preparation
il doit y avoir une certaine
so that they feel welcome and they feel at home
pour qu'ils se sentent bien reçus et
before chez they eux come and sit at the feast.
Avant qu'ils viennent à la fête.
That's what he speaks of here.
C'est ce dont il parle ici.
Because people would travel from far.
Parce que les gens viendraient
then invited guests would come from far.
Les invités viendraient de loin.
Many times traveling on foot.
Parfois venant à pied.
Or traveling on donkeys.
Ou sur des chevaux.
On those dusty roads.
Sur des chemins poussiéreux.
And the donkeys and the camels and the horses had been doing their business on the roads.
Les mulets et tous ces animaux faisant.
And that would mix up in the dust of the roads.
Et cela va se mélanger à la poussière.
And the sun would be baking down in Palestine.
Et les sables étaient si poussiérés à Palestine.
And those guests on their way to the feast.
Et ces invités sur leur route vers la fête.
They'd pick up defilement on the way.
Ils s'essuyaient en chemin.
They'd pick up the smell of the road.
Ils ramassaient les odeurs du chemin.
Their legs would sweat.
Et
the dirty dust would get on their feet.
La sueur, la poussière sur leurs.
The sun would bake down on their faces and they'd be burnt and they'd be sweating and smelling of the sweat.
Le soleil qui frappe sur leur visage les faisait suer.
And the man would get there maybe to the place where the feast was being held.
L'homme s'est arrivé à la fête.
And the journey had been long. It was tiring. And he wasn't really feeling in any mood to be welcomed yet, to be in the presence of the host of the feast. Exactly like us. We come from the battlefield out there, friends. We come from the criticism. We come from the powers and the principalities. Fighting against us every step of the way. We come through Laodicea.
Nous sommes venus
the atmosphere of Laodicea.
De l'atmosphère de Laodicea.
The immorality that's all around us.
Il y a toutes ces choses autour
what's
de
on
nous.
The billboards? What's in the newspaper?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a au journal? Qu'est-ce
the
qu'il y a
seductiveness
à la télé?
Of the music that blares in the shopping center.
Toutes les musiques qu'on joue dans les magasins.
The conversation of people that we're surrounded by
les
when we're doing our business in the world.
Nous sommes ensemble.
And we pick up defilement along the way.
Et nous ramassons des souillures.
And we start feeling dirty sometimes.
Et nous commençons à nous sentir
because of the things that we picked up along the road.
À cause des choses que nous avons ramassées le long du chemin.
Friends, that's no condition for a person.
C'est pas une condition.
To come straight in the house of the Lord and think God's going to speak to you in that kind of a condition.
Dans la maison de Dieu, penser que Dieu va
there's got to be a preparation.
Il doit y avoir une préparation.
And it's the great master
et le grand maître
who provides everything that's required.
Pourvoit tout ce qui
if
est
the
désiré.
People will just use the order that is established.
Si les gens veulent seulement utiliser l'ordre
so that those people can be ministered into a freshness.
Pour que ces gens puissent
être ministered into a condition that they feel comfortable
with. Être servis dans une condition où ils vont se
that they feel at home.
Se sentir à l'aise.
So the prophet says the animal droppings.
Le prophète dit,
and the birds pecking it and scattering it.
Il y avait partout des animaux,
and the dust turns back to dust.
Et la poussière.
And the person walking and the dust comes up on their legs.
Et quand la personne marchait, ces poussières lui
and they're perspiring and it sticks to the legs and it smells.
Et ça collait aux pieds, cela sentait mal.
So the first thing when the invited guest came.
Et la première chose quand l'invité venait.
There was a servant.
Il y avait un serviteur
who sat at the entrance,
juste à l'entrée,
who was to wash your feet.
Qui devait laver les pieds.
And you would come and you would sit down.
Et vous allez vous asseoir.
You'd put your leg over his.
Vous lui donnez votre
and
pied.
You'd take off the sandals, the shoes that you've been wearing on the journey.
Que vous portiez le long du
you would take the water and you'd wash your legs and
il
you'd
va
wash
prendre
your feet.
De l'eau et laver vos pieds.
Wash away the defilement of
il va enlever toutes
what
les
you've picked up in the journey.
Tout ce que vous avez ramassé le long du chemin.
And then you'd take your sandals and you'd put them on the rack.
Il va prendre les sandales et les accrocher.
And he would take these special satin slippers and he'd put them on your feet.
Il va prendre des habits et des chaussures légères.
Because friends, the place that you're going into isn't an ordinary place.
C'est l'endroit que nous allons, c'est pas un endroit où nous allons n'est pas un endroit ordinaire.
There's Persian carpets everywhere.
Il y a du.
There's beauty.
Quelque part, c'est la beauté.
Tremendous things.
Il y a des choses merveilleuses.
And you wouldn't have felt comfortable walking on those carpets with your dirty feet.
N'espérez pas marcher sur ces bons tapis avec vos pieds
sales. So the master he knows.
Et le maître sait.
I want to make him feel at home.
Comment vous faire sentir à l'aise?
So first he needs to be washed.
La première chose
from
c'est
that defilement.
De ses souillures.
To be put on these provided slippers.
Et vous donne ces chaussures préparées.
He says, then he's all washed down.
Il dit, alors vous êtes tout bien
nettoyé. He starts to feel pretty comfortable.
Vous commencez à vous sentir confortable.
Sometimes we come to the house of the Lord.
Parfois nous venons dans la
and we just don't feel
Dieu.
Comfortable, friends.
Sans se sentir
we don't feel comfortable.
Nous ne sentons pas confortable.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Il y a rien de mal en
God soi. Has a provided way.
Dieu a une voie pour
if you've come 30 minutes before,
si vous êtes venu 30 minutes
you've
avant,
given the master 30 minutes to deal with you before the song worship.
Donné le maître le temps de traiter
but if you're coming in the middle of the song worship, how's the master going to prepare you?
mais si vous venez pendant qu'on chante, comment le maître va-t-il vous préparer?
Or the meal's already been served and people are already sitting eating.
Quand les gens sont là et qu'on est déjà en train de manger.
And you come rushing, hey please, here's my invitation. This I'm supposed to be
vous
in the feast.
Venez rapidement là, voici mon invitation.
Okay, there's no time to wash your feet. Quickly, just go down there and
on
sit
plus
there.
Le temps de vous laver les pieds, va seulement t'asseoir.
You're gonna feel out of place.
Vous n'allez pas vous sentir.
You're not gonna enjoy the atmosphere of what's going on.
Vous n'allez pas vous réjouir dans cette atmosphère.
You're not gonna enjoy the greatness of the meal that's been prepared.
Vous n'allez pas bénéficier de l'abondance du repas qui a été préparé.
Because you aren't yet in the right condition.
Parce que vous n'êtes pas dans la bonne condition.
You didn't allow the master to minister you into the right condition
vous
first.
Vous n'avez pas permis au maître de vous faire entrer dans la bonne condition.
So that you could appreciate the things that have been prepared for you.
Et vous n'allez pas apprécier les choses qui ont été préparées pour vous.
So he says.
Et il dit.
The next thing that happened once you've been washed.
La chose suivante après être lavé.
You went into another little chamber.
Il y avait une autre chambre.
So there was something else provided for you.
Il y avait une autre chose.
There was another servant that had been provided now.
Il y avait un autre serviteur.
That you had come with your satin slippers and you'd come into the next room.
Et avec vos chaussures, vos nouvelles chaussures, vous entrez dans l'autre chambre.
And you were sweating on your face and you were burnt on your neck and your hands.
Si vous transpiriez et que vous étiez brûlé par le
from the journey.
Voyage,
and they would pour the anointing oil in your hands.
Il va déverser l'huile d'onction sur vous.
The spikenard oil.
L'huile d'onction.
It was a real precious perfume.
C'était un parfum très
made bien. From the rose of Sharon.
Fabriqué avec la rose de Sharon.
And they would pour it in your hands.
Et on va le verser sur vos
and
mains.
You'd put it all on your face and
et
on your neck.
Sur votre visage et sur votre
and it had a cool fragrance.
Et vous aurez une douceur, une sensation de douceur.
And then he would give you a towel and you would wipe it off and pat yourself down.
Et on va vous donner une serviette pour vous essuyer.
He says the direct rays of the sun in Palestine hurts your face.
Quand le soleil frappe votre face en Palestine.
So they'd give you this oil.
Et on vous donnait cette huile.
And you'd wipe it off.
Et vous allez l'essuyer.
He says because both men and women in that atmosphere, that climate.
Parce que tous hommes et femmes dans cette atmosphère
had to keep themselves well oiled.
Ils devaient se garder bien lubrifiés.
How much more in this age that we're living in?
Combien plus dans cet âge dans lequel
the atmosphere is harsh out there, friends.
L'atmosphère est très dure là dehors.
Spiritually. You're
going to
feel the effects.
Vous allez sentir l'effet.
Unless you keep yourself well oiled.
À moins que vous vous gardez bien huilé.
And the master had provided the oil.
Et le maître a pourvu de l'huile.
And if it just came the right way.
Et si vous venez de la bonne manière.
Washed by the waters of the word.
Lavé par l'eau de la parole.
Pour in the oil, the anointing.
On va déverser l'huile d'onction.
Then you'd start to feel refreshed.
Et vous allez vous sentir rafraîchi.
You'd start to come back to yourself once again.
Vous revenez maintenant à vous-même.
He says, now watch.
Dit,
they put that on.
Et on mettait cela,
and it was very costly.
Et cela était une huile très chère.
And friends, the price
le prix
that God paid
que Dieu paya
to bring us the unction of the Holy Ghost
pour nous amener l'onction du Saint-Esprit
was the greatest price.
C'est le prix le plus grand.
Because that life
parce que la vie
was in the lamb.
Était dans l'agneau.
And the lamb had to be rent.
Et l'agneau devait être déchiré.
And the blood cells had to be broken.
Et les cellules de sang devaient être brisées.
So that the life that was in the blood of the lamb could be released.
Pour que la vie qui était dans le sang de l'agneau puisse être relâchée.
To come back on us.
Jusqu'à venir chez nous.
So that we can feel at home in divine things.
Pour que nous puissions nous sentir chez nous dans les
because friends, when you're not anointed,
parce que quand nous sommes pas
we feel very uncomfortable in the presence of the Master.
Nous nous sentons très mal à l'aise dans la présence
we don't feel at home in the house of the Lord.
Vous ne vous sentez pas chez vous dans
if you've been criticizing out there, then you come here, you don't feel at home today.
Si vous étiez en train de critiquer,
you don't feel at home.
Vous sentir à l'aise.
You don't. But when someone's come the right way,
mais quand quelqu'un vient de la bonne manière,
and you start reading your Bible before the service,
vous commencez à lire la Bible avant
and you
le
start
service,
being washed in your mind of all the rushed thoughts that you're going through,
vous commencez à nettoyer votre pensée de toutes ces
mauvaises
pensées,
and you've prayed up at home before you came,
vous aviez prié avant de venir,
you've watched yourself in the car on the way to the house of the Lord,
vous êtes bien surveillé dans la voiture avant de venir.
Then you start singing and the anointing starts coming down
vous
now.
Commencez à chanter, l'onction
and you start getting anointed with the oil.
Vous commencez à être oint d'huile.
You start feeling at home.
Et vous commencez à vous sentir à l'aise.
He says, then instead of the smell and odor
et
of the journey,
au lieu de ces mauvaises odeurs de la
your
journée,
feet were washed.
Vos pieds ont été
all
nettoyés.
The dung and things were washed off.
Toutes ces mauvaises choses ont été
and you
nettoyées.
Sat with your face all bathed over with the anointing oil.
Et votre face est nettoyée avec l'huile d'onction.
He feels fresh then.
Vous vous sentez alors frais.
Then he goes into the host.
Alors vous entrez dans la maison.
You haven't yet met the main attraction yet.
Vous n'avez pas encore rencontré la grande.
This was just all a preparation before you meet the main attraction himself.
Tout cela était encore une préparation avant de rencontrer.
The one who made the feast.
C'est lui qui a organisé la fête.
The one who thought of you.
C'est lui qui a pensé à vous.
The one who sent you the invitation.
C'est lui qui vous a envoyé l'invitation.
The purpose of you being there.
Le but pour vous d'être là.
Is that you might have fellowship with him.
Que vous communiez avec.
And he's going to give you everything that you need.
Et il va vous donner tout ce dont vous avez besoin.
He says now he goes into the main room.
Il dit maintenant vous entrez dans la salle principale.
You've moved into another dimension now.
Vous entrez maintenant dans une autre dimension.
And the host comes out.
Et les invités viennent.
And meets him.
Et le maître de la fête vient
and
les rencontrer.
Kisses him on both cheeks.
Et le reçoit, il l'embrasse.
You know, some people have long had a kiss of God's blessing in their soul.
Certaines personnes cherchent un baiser de Dieu dans
son cœur. Love the kiss of his blessing?
N'aimez-vous pas le baiser de
when
sa
he himself comes when you're in his house.
Quand quelqu'un vient et quand lui-même vient dans sa
and
maison.
And he comes down and he kisses you in your soul.
Et qui vient et qui vous embrasse.
Doesn't matter what people say.
Et peu importe.
It's what he says that counts.
Ce qui a dit, c'est ce qui compte.
People may not bless you, but let him bless you.
Si les gens ne
peuvent
même pas
important
vous bénir,
thing.
Mais lui va vous bénir.
That's
c'est
the only thing
chose
that counts.
Importante.
It's when he comes down and
c'est quand il vient,
the master embraces you.
Le maître vous donne un baiser.
And he kisses you with a kiss of blessing,
il vous
of welcome.
Donne un baiser de bienvenue.
He says he kisses him welcome.
Il dit, il vous donne un baiser de bienvenue.
That's the way.
C'est de ce, comme cela.
He feels like a brother.
Vous vous sentez comme un frère.
Because he's welcomed.
Il se sent comme un frère.
He can go right in there and feel just as welcome as if he was in his own home.
Il se sent bien reçu comme s'il était dans sa propre maison.
There's something about home, friends.
Il y a quelque chose au sujet de votre
at home,
chez
you can
vous.
Just be yourself.
C'est chez vous que vous êtes.
At home, you can just take it easy.
Dans, chez vous, vous prenez toutes choses.
And God wants it to be like that in his house.
Et Dieu veut que cela.
And if you approach it the right way.
Et si vous venez comme cela, vous
at allez, first, you may not feel comfortable when you come.
Premièrement, d'abord, vous n'allez pas.
But you follow this correct divine order that God has set.
Mais si vous
of preparation.
De préparation que Dieu
and
a
it doesn't take long.
Cela ne prend pas longtemps.
You start to feel it all.
Vous commencez à vous sentir.
You start to clap when the song worship's going on.
Vous commencez à vous.
You start to dance when the others dance.
Vous commencez à danser.
Why? You at home.
Parce que vous êtes chez
you're with
vous.
Your brothers, you're with your sisters.
Vous êtes avec vos frères et
you
vos
don't soeurs. Feel like a visitor.
Vous ne vous sentez pas comme un visiteur.
You feel perfectly at home.
Vous vous sentez réellement chez vous.
And once you feel at home,
et quand vous sentez chez vous,
that's when you're going to enjoy the proceedings of what's taking place.
De ce qui se produit.
That's when you're going to enjoy the meal.
C'est alors que vous allez vous réjouir du repas.
That's when you're going to enjoy the fellowship.
C'est alors que vous allez vous réjouir de la communion.
Of he who's invited you.
De celui qui vous a invité.
The prophet says he's welcomed.
Le prophète dit ils étaient.
He's reçus. Washed, he's cleaned, he's anointed.
Il est reçu, nettoyé, oint.
And he's kissed welcome.
Et on lui donne un baiser.
When the host kisses him.
Quand celui qui a invité.
He's recognized as a brother.
Il le reconnaît comme un frère.
That's wonderful.
C'est merveilleux.
Then all your condemnation's gone.
Toutes les condamnations
all the accusations that the devil was speaking to you out there.
Toutes les accusations que le diable portait
contre
vous.
You've entered into another realm now.
Maintenant vous êtes dans une autre.
You're entering into the mind of Christ.
Vous entrez dans la pensée du Christ.
You start seeing things the way he sees.
Vous commencez à voir les choses comme lui les voit.
And you start feeling welcome.
Et vous commencez à vous sentir bien reçu.
And then what do?
Et qu'est-ce que vous faites?
The host takes you and puts you in your place.
Le maître te prend et te fait
speaks personal things to you.
Il te dit des choses personnelles.
Let's eat.
Mangeons.
And they start with the first course.
Et commençons à.
And there's a fellowship of kindred minds.
Il y a une communion des gens.
You are among brethren now.
Vous êtes maintenant frères.
You're feeling at home.
Vous vous sentez chez vous.
You're feeling refreshed.
Vous vous sentez rafraîchi.
You just wish you could stay in that atmosphere.
Vous allez seulement.
You don't want to go home.
Vous voulez pas rentrer.
It's a precious time.
C'est un temps précieux.
And the way you leave that place is so different than the way it was when you first got there.
La manière dont vous êtes très différent de la manière dont vous êtes venu.
Something's been done to you.
Quelque chose vous a été fait.
And the things that you've eaten, those special things that have been prepared.
Et les choses que vous avez mangées, ces choses spéciales qui ont été
préparées. They prepare you for the journey ahead.
Cela vous prépare pour le voyage encore.
How important that it is.
Combien cela est important.
Now, when Jesus comes to Simon's house,
quand Jésus est venu dans la maison de Simon,
they never gave him this welcome.
On lui a pas donné cet accueil.
Because there he sat.
Parce qu'il s'est assis
là-bas. His feet weren't washed.
Ses pieds n'étaient pas
lavés. He hadn't been anointed with oil.
Il n'a pas été oint d'huile.
Simon never gave him the kiss of welcome.
Et Simon ne lui a pas donné le baiser de
What a great mistake that was.
Quelle grande erreur cela.
What a great mistake.
Quelle erreur.
They invited Jesus to come to their feast.
On avait invité Jésus à la fête.
And he came.
Il est venu.
But Jesus sat in the corner.
Jésus s'est assis dans un
coin. He was the tree of life.
Il était l'arbre de vie.
Everything that every one of them needed was there.
Tout ce dont chacun avait besoin était là.
It was there.
C'était là.
Whenever you invite him, he's going to come.
Chaque fois que vous l'invitez,
but for him to unveil himself, you've got to make him feel welcome, friends.
Mais avant qu'il se dévoile, vous devez bien l'accueillir.
Imagine all these people at the same feast, the same gathering.
Tous ces gens à la même fête, au même rassemblement.
And we get to the end of the story.
Et on arrive à la fin.
Only one of them partakes of the tree of life.
Il y a une seule personne qui a pris part à l'arbre de vie.
The worst sin in the city, the woman.
La pécheresse, la pire pécheresse.
Every one of them had the same opportunity.
Tous avaient la même opportunité.
All of those other ones were invited, and Jesus was invited too.
Tous ceux-là étaient invités, et Jésus aussi a été invité.
And he was so faithful to keep his appointments.
Et il était si fidèle pour garder son rendez-vous.
But friends, they never made him feel welcome.
Mais on l'a pas fait se sentir à l'aise.
And if Jesus doesn't feel welcome,
et quand Jésus ne se sent pas à l'aise,
the tree of life remains veiled.
L'arbre de vie reste voilé.
But the moment you approach him the right way,
et quand vous y approchez de la bonne
manière, he unveils the tree of life.
Il révèle l'arbre de vie.
And you can partake of that tree.
Vous pouvez alors prendre part.
You can partake of whatever that you need.
Vous pouvez prendre part de tout ce dont vous avez
but
besoin.
It's all in this divine approach.
Mais tout est dans l'approche divine.
The prophet says when Jesus came to this feast, this is in Laodicean church age.
Le prophète dit quand Jésus est venu à cette fête,
they were so interested in their own affairs.
Ils étaient si intéressés dans leurs propres affaires.
They were so interested, those Pharisees,
ces pharisiens,
in their own religious affairs,
ils étaient intéressés
their own business affairs.
Dans leurs affaires,
Jesus was there,
Jésus était
but
là.
Their minds were so much on other things
mais leurs pensées étaient dans d'autres
that it
choses.
Did them no good having Jesus there.
Et cela ne leur a fait aucun bien d'avoir
it's
Jésus
the same as when we come to his house
c'est la même manière
and our minds are full of other things.
Nos pensées sont pleines d'autres
he
choses.
Will be there,
il sera ici,
but you'll never benefit from him
mais
being
vous
there.
N'allez pas en bénéficier de sa présence.
You've got to come the right way.
Vous devez venir de la bonne manière.
And that's why the prophet was telling us.
C'est pourquoi le prophète
he says, I'm going to be ministering the way to the tree of life.
Je vous présente là le chemin vers l'arbre de
but make sure you make the right preparation first.
Mais vous devez faire la bonne préparation.
Make sure you approach this feast the right way.
Approchez-vous de la fête de la bonne manière.
That's the importance of church order, friends.
C'est là l'importance
it's just not
de
just rules that God has set.
C'est pas seulement des
requirements that he makes of us.
Des exigences qu'il veut de nous.
It's to prepare us.
C'est pour nous
it's to prepare the place.
C'est pour préparer la
it's to create the right atmosphere.
C'est pour créer la bonne atmosphère.
It's to bring us to a place that he feels welcome.
Pour nous amener à l'endroit où il se sentira bien reçu.
Because whenever he feels welcome,
partout il se sentira bien reçu.
He unveils himself.
Il se révèle lui-même.
The blessings come forth.
Les bénédictions viennent.
But you've got to make him feel welcome.
Mais vous devez le faire sentir bien reçu.
We have to.
Vous devez.
He says they were so interested in their own affairs.
Ils s'occupaient de leurs affaires.
And Jesus was invited, but nobody washed his feet.
Et Jésus était invité, mais personne n'a lavé ses pieds.
They just hardly knew that he was there.
Et ils savaient qu'il était là.
What's the point of coming here if he doesn't come?
Quel est le but pour lui de
venir? Why come to church if you don't meet him?
Vous venez à l'église pour le rencontrer.
And if you pray to meet him, you'll meet him.
Et si vous priez pour le rencontrer,
because Simon invited him and he came.
Quand Simon l'a invité, il est venu.
He keeps his appointments.
Il garde ses rendez-vous.
But what you're going to receive of him when he comes depends on your attitude.
Ce que vous allez recevoir
depends de votre attitude. On your approach.
Cela dépend de votre approche.
That's why many times we come.
Chaque fois
qu'il and
vient,
others will be blessed and we won't be blessed.
Parfois certains sont bénis, d'autres ne sont pas bénis.
Doesn't mean he wasn't there, friends.
Cela ne veut pas dire qu'il n'était pas là.
Maybe your mind was full of other things.
Peut-être tes pensées étaient pleines d'autres choses.
Maybe you never paid any attention to
peut-être
him.
Que tu n'as pas prêté attention.
Maybe
à
we never made the right preparation
peut-être
before we
n'avais
came.
Pas fait une bonne préparation avant.
The prophet says, but there.
Le prophète dit,
there was this poor old harlot.
Il y avait ce vieux cœur.
Down the street.
Là dans la rue.
And she came up there.
Elle est venue.
What a thing to think about.
Quelle chose à penser.
All the religious people were there.
Des personnes religieuses étaient là.
And they never made Jesus welcome.
Mais ils n'ont jamais bien reçu Jésus.
They all had invitations from Simon.
Tous, ils avaient des invitations reçues.
She had a different kind of invitation.
Mais elle avait reçu une invitation différente.
She had a divine invitation.
Elle avait une invitation divine.
There was a pull inside of her soul.
Il y avait une attraction dans
There was a deep in her.
Il y avait une profondeur
that was being pulled to that place.
Qui a été attirée à cet endroit.
Now, out of all the people that come to this feast in the story.
Et tous ces gens qui viennent à cette fête dans cette histoire.
She is the only one that comes with the right motive.
Elle était la seule qui était venue avec le bon motif.
She is the only one who comes to minister to Jesus.
Elle était la seule qui était venue servir Jésus.
She's the only one.
La seule.
No one else there has come to minister to Jesus.
Personne d'autre n'était venu servir.
No one else has come to wash Jesus' feet.
Personne d'autre n'était venu laver les pieds.
Everybody else has come to see what they can get.
Chacun est venu voir ce qu'il pouvait obtenir.
What can be ministered to them?
Ce qui pouvait leur être servi.
She doesn't come for that.
Elle ne vient pas pour cela.
She comes. God bless. She comes.
Elle est venue.
Because she wants to minister to him.
Parce qu'elle veut lui servir.
Friends, there's a key here.
Il y a une clé ici.
If you want the tree of life to speak to you.
Si vous voulez que l'arbre de vie vous parle,
come here for the right purpose.
Venez avec le
come here to wash Jesus' feet.
Venez laver les pieds
come
de
here
Jesus.
To minister to him.
Venez pour le servir.
Come here to refresh him in some
Venez
way.
Pour le rafraîchir.
And how we do it with worship.
Nous le faisons par
with
la
respect, relation. With reverence.
Par la révérence,
with approaching him the right way.
Et nous venons de la bonne
with
manière.
Esteeming him and his order and who he is and what he's done.
Nous avons de l'estime pour lui, pour son ordre.
If we come with that kind of an attitude, I want to do something for Jesus. When the song worship goes on, I want to worship him. I want to break beyond the veil. I don't want to be singing a song in my mind beyond something else. That doesn't minister to him. But I want to get in the spirit of these things. I want to follow the great host of the feast provided order. And make use of all that is provided to minister me to that place.
Et je veux utiliser tout ce qu'il a pourvu
that I can feel welcome in his presence.
Pour que je puisse me sentir bien
that I can feel that I'm on speaking terms with him once again.
Et que je puisse sentir que je lui parle
so that I can minister something to him.
Pour que je puisse lui servir d'une certaine manière.
And this woman came.
Et cette femme est venue.
Because she wanted to wash Jesus' feet.
Parce qu'elle voulait laver les pieds de Jésus.
She wanted to do something for Jesus.
Elle voulait faire quelque chose pour Jésus.
She saw Jesus has a need.
Elle a vu que Jésus avait un besoin.
Somehow, she saw Jesus had a need.
D'une certaine manière, elle avait compris que Jésus avait un besoin.
The prophet said Jesus was sitting there.
Jésus se tenait là.
With unwashed feet.
Avec des pieds sales.
And a street harlot.
Et avec la poussière,
I can see her go down to the store.
Je peux voir cette femme aller au magasin.
Notice her preparation didn't start when she got there.
Sa préparation n'a pas commencé quand elle est arrivée.
Her preparation started long time before she got to the
Mais
feast.
Bien avant qu'elle n'arrive à la fête.
She knew Jesus has a need.
Mais elle savait que Jésus est là.
Maybe somebody told her she came and looked through the fence around the feast.
Peut-être elle est venue la regarder au travers du mur et la vue.
The prophet says maybe the disciples are out there speaking about it, saying, but how can they treat the master like this?
Peut-être qu'elle a entendu les disciples dire comment peuvent-ils traiter le maître?
How can they invite him and then they don't wash his feet? They don't give him a kiss of welcome.
Comment peut-on l'inviter ne pas laver ses pieds? Lui donner un baiser
and Jesus
de
sat patiently in the corner.
Mais Jésus s'est assis patiemment au coin.
Because he was invited.
Parce qu'il était invité.
And this woman somehow she sees the condition of Jesus.
Et cette femme d'une certaine manière elle a vu la condition de Jésus.
And she says, hey.
Elle a dit,
it's my chance.
Dit, c'est une opportunité.
I can do something for Jesus in my day.
Je peux faire quelque chose pour Jésus.
There's a need.
Il y a un besoin.
I can meet Jesus' need.
Je peux répondre aux besoins de Jésus.
You start thinking like that. You're on your way to a mighty blessing, friends.
Vous êtes sur votre chemin vers
You're on your way to a mighty blessing.
Vous êtes sur votre route.
Because you're coming for the right purpose.
Parce que vous venez avec un but juste.
Friends, in this Laodicean age,
dans cet âge de l'Odyssée,
when people are rich and say they have need of nothing, they're the church,
sont riches et qui disent qu'ils
and they're miserable, blind, wretched, naked, like the Bible
sont
says,
misérables, nus, aveugles.
The prophet says Jesus is looking for a drink of clean, fresh Pentecostal water.
Les prophètes disent que Jésus cherche une eau fraîche pentecôtiste.
Just like David when he was in exile and Bethlehem was garrisoned by the Philistines.
Comme David quand il était en fuite et que Bethlehem était pris par les
David Philippines. Was thirsty.
David avait soif.
To drink from the well of Bethlehem.
De puits de Bethlehem.
The place that he used to drink that cool sweet water from.
L'eau pure qu'il était habitué à boire.
And David said to those mighty men that were around him.
David a dit à ses
oh that I might just drink once again from the well of Bethlehem. Bethlehem.
Tu peux encore boire de l'eau depuis de Bethlehem.
And the prophet says his wish was their command.
Les prophètes disent leur son désir était un
commandement. And they fought through 15 miles of Philistines.
Ils ont parcouru une longue distance parmi les Philistins.
To go and get him a drink.
Pour aller lui attraper de l'eau.
And they came all the way back to David and they gave him the drink.
Et ils sont revenus avec de l'eau pour le
and he said, this is the blood of these men. I can't drink it. And he poured it out as an offering
dit,
to the Lord.
C'est de l'eau de sang, je ne peux pas le boire.
And the prophet says, our rejected king in this day, Jesus.
Il dit, notre roi rejeté en ce jour,
he's
Jésus.
Looking for a drink of genuine worship.
Il cherche la de boire de l'eau
genuine
de
praise.
L'adoration
something genuine.
Quelque chose de
not just all the time praying with our shopping list of what we need.
Pas des prières avec des pensées dans la tête de ce que nous allons acheter.
But worship.
Mais l'adoration.
Thanking him for who he is.
Combien penser
qu'il
est.
Thanking him for what he's done.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a fait?
Friends, that's what he wants.
C'est ce qu'il veut.
He wants to be refreshed.
Il veut être rafraîchi.
He wants to be refreshed.
Il veut être rafraîchi.
In this atmosphere of this age.
Dans l'atmosphère de cet âge.
And here came the street harlot.
Et cette prostituée
and she
arrive,
sees that Jesus has a need.
Et qu'elle a vu que Jésus a un besoin.
And she goes down. First, she goes up to her house.
D'abord, elle part chez elle.
And she takes out all of her money and pours it on the bed.
Et prend un peu d'argent et place dans le.
Now imagine where she got this money from. She was a harlot.
Rappelez-vous cet argent où est-ce qu'elle a obtenu? Elle
you
était
see how imperfect her offering was.
Vous voyez combien cette offrande était imparfaite.
She could easily have looked at what she had to offer and says, he's never going to accept this.
Si elle avait regardé à ce qu'elle avait fait pour obtenir.
Friends, if it's offered with a perfect heart,
si vous le
he looks at the heart.
Lui regarde le
it doesn't matter where it came from.
Peu importe d'où cela est venu.
It's going to be an acceptable offering.
Cela va être une offrande acceptable.
So she didn't look so much at what she had to offer.
Cela ne regardait pas ce qu'elle voulait offrir.
She took that money.
Elle a pris cet argent.
And she went down to the place.
Elle est allée à ce, à
where they sell the most expensive perfume.
Où on vend les parfums les plus chers.
And she went and she poured out all that she had.
Elle a donné tout ce qu'elle avait comme argent.
And bought the best that she could buy.
Elle a acheté le meilleur qu'elle pouvait.
The best.
Le meilleur.
Friends, we should never give him anything but the best.
Nous devons jamais donner rien.
Others may look at your offering.
Regardez à votre offrande.
And dismiss it.
Et les autres vont déclasser votre offrande.
But let him be the one who looks at your offering.
Mais laissez-le regarder à votre.
Because let me ask you something here.
Il y a quelqu'un.
Who had more to offer?
Il y avait beaucoup qui avaient plus à offrir.
Simon or this woman?
Qui avait beaucoup plus
who could minister to Jesus far better? Who
qui
had the more resources?
Jésus, Simon,
friends, it's not who has the most resources.
C'est pas celui qui a les
it's who
plus
uses bien. The resources that they've got to minister to Jesus.
C'est la manière dont vous utilisez les
your gift might
les
be vitesse. Small. It doesn't matter how small
votre
it is.
Peut être petit.
It's perfectly acceptable if it's used fully for him.
Mais cela est totalement acceptable si cela est
because others may have good gifts and they're using it for themselves.
D'autres peuvent avoir beaucoup, mais utilisant
but the little that you've got, you're willing to pour it all out
mais
for him.
Tout ce que vous avez, vous voulez le donner pour lui.
That's who she was.
C'est ce qu'elle était.
She just had a little, just one little box of perfume.
Il avait juste un peu de parfum.
This man Simon had everything, all the resources required to meet Jesus' every need.
Simon avait toutes les ressources dont Jésus avait besoin.
But he never moved into that divine channel.
Mais il n'est jamais venu par ce canal divin.
Of what Jesus needed in that age.
De ce que Jésus voulait dans
ce of what Jesus was needing at that time.
De ce que Jésus désirait.
So he kept all of his resources to himself.
Il a gardé tous ses biens pour lui-même.
And yet she just had a little bit of resources.
Mais elle avait un tout petit peu de
and she was moved in her age.
Mais elle a été
to come and pour it all out on Jesus.
Pour venir les déposer auprès de Jésus.
Because Jesus had a need.
Et Jésus avait un besoin.
I think that's all he expects of us.
C'est ce qu'il
I don't think
de nous.
God expects me to do things I can't do, friends.
C'est ce,
people sometimes make expectations of us that we can never meet.
Les gens
we don't have the resources to do it.
Des choses qu'ils ne peuvent même pas atteindre.
But God will never put upon you more than you're able
mais
to
Dieu
do.
Ne va pas attendre de vous mieux que ce que vous
and
pouvez.
I think the Lord looks and when he sees that whatever you have to do, you do it with all your heart. Despite your infirmities. Imagine the opposition she had to go through. Imagine all of the things that there were to, which were hostile to her doing this. Her mind. Her memories of what she was. Of what she had been using her body for.
C'est à quoi il utilisait son corps.
Simon's house.
La maison de Simon.
How's she going to get in there?
Comment va-t-elle y accéder?
Through all that criticism of all those critics in Simon's house.
Au travers de tous ces critiques et tous ces médiseurs dans la maison de Simon.
But she was moved by the Spirit.
Mais elle était conduite par l'Esprit.
That's wonderful.
C'est merveilleux.
She moved in the channel. She doesn't care what they say.
Elle est entrée dans
ce
canal.
Care what they think. Jesus has a need.
Jésus avait un besoin.
And friends, you think, how was she going to get in there?
Et elle s'est demandé comment pouvait-elle.
If you have a desire,
si vous avez un désir,
he's going to open the way somehow.
Il va ouvrir une
he's voie. Going to open a channel for you somehow to minister to
il
his
va
need.
Ouvrir une voie d'une certaine manière pour que tu puisses le servir.
She didn't have much.
Elle n'avait pas beaucoup.
But she gave all that she had.
Mais elle donna tout ce qu'elle avait.
And when she comes in there now,
et quand elle est
somehow she breaks through, comes through all the people.
Et elle est venue au travers de toutes ces gens.
And one thing which was good about this woman,
et quelque chose qui était bon au sujet de
her
cette femme,
offering,
son offrande,
her ministry to Jesus,
son service à
was
Jésus,
not dependent on the current atmosphere in that place.
Cela ne dépendait pas de l'atmosphère qui était tout autour.
The atmosphere was totally against Jesus.
L'atmosphère était totalement opposée.
Don't let your worship,
amen,
don't let your offering be governed by the atmosphere of other
ne
people.
Ne laissez pas votre adoration être influencée par
this is a very individual thing, friends.
C'est une chose tout à fait individuelle.
This was an individual affair between her and Jesus.
C'était une affaire individuelle entre
that's
elle et
all
Jésus.
She was worrying about.
C'est tout ce dont
was getting to Jesus.
C'était d'arriver auprès de Jésus.
If I can just get to him.
Si je peux seulement arriver auprès de
lui. And then she gets to him.
Et quand elle est arrivée.
Now all the rest of the people.
Et tout le reste des gens.
They don't understand what she's doing.
Ils comprenaient pas ce qu'il faisait.
But she comes behind him at his feet.
Elle est venue derrière lui à ses pieds.
Everybody else is trying to speak to Jesus at the same level as him.
Tout le monde essaie de parler à Jésus au même à la
même or looking
hauteur.
Down on him.
Ou le regarder d'en haut.
But she comes the right way.
Et elle est venue de la bonne manière.
She comes to his feet.
Elle est venue à ses pieds.
That's where she's going to make her offering.
C'est là qu'elle va présenter.
It's like when Ruth came to Boaz.
Comme Ruth est venue à Boaz.
She uncovered his feet.
Elle a dévoilé ses pieds.
She lay humbly at his feet.
Elle s'est couchée humblement.
And then he threw the robe of redemption
et
over her.
Boaz a jeté sa robe de rédemption.
She came with humility.
Elle est venue avec humilité.
She came wanting to do something for him.
Elle voulait faire quelque chose pour lui.
She wanted to give all that she had.
Et tout ce qu'elle avait.
Now the prophet says,
le prophète dit,
Jesus sitting there
Jésus
with unwashed feet.
Avec des pieds non lavés.
I can see her going down.
Je peux la voir descendre.
She buys the things at the store.
Elle achète ces choses au magasin.
She gets to Jesus.
Elle arrive auprès de Jésus.
The tears begin to run down her face.
Des larmes coulant sur ses joues.
She says, if I take the stuff to him, he'll know where I got it.
Si j'amène ceci à lui.
He knows how I got it, but it's the only thing that I got.
Mais il sait comment je l'ai obtenu, mais c'est tout ce que j'ai.
That's all that he wants.
C'est tout ce qu'il veut.
He doesn't care.
Il s'en occupe
you
pas.
Just come.
Et vous venez seulement.
Just as you are.
Tel que vous êtes.
That's all. And he'll minister you the rest of the way.
Et lui va vous conduire tout le long du chemin.
So imagine she comes to Jesus' feet.
Let's
finish off with Luke 7. Let's read how it unfolds from there.
Luke 7, voyons comment cela.
Because he has the tree of life sitting there.
Il est l'arbre de vie.
And he has a multitude of people at the feast.
Et il avait une multitude de gens.
But they're not partaking of the tree of life.
Qui ne prenaient pas part à l'arbre de vie.
And here comes some woman who's got in a certain channel.
Il y a une certaine femme qui vient.
She's got a certain anointing of preparation.
Elle s'est préparée d'une certaine.
There's
manière.
A certain quickening of expectation.
Il y avait une certaine expectation.
There's a certain revelation that she can do something for Jesus.
Il y avait
Jesus.
Une certaine révélation qu'elle pouvait faire quelque chose.
And she comes to his feet.
Elle est venue à ses pieds.
And it says verse 38. We read from 37, behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Friends, she's doing a service for him. The rest of the people don't understand what's going on.
Le reste des gens ne comprennent pas ce qui se passe.
But they can tell
mais ils peuvent dire
that what's happening between him and her
que ce qui arrive entre lui et elle
is different
est différent
than what's happening between him and them.
Que ce qui arrive entre lui et eux.
They can see it.
Ils peuvent le voir.
There's something different here.
Il y a quelque chose de différent ici.
They can tell by the way he's looking at her.
Ils pouvaient voir, le dire de la manière dont
that his attention is on her.
Dont son attention est focalisée
and the way
sur
she's
elle.
Weeping.
La manière dont elle pleure.
And there's just something supernatural taking place.
Il y a quelque chose de surnaturel qui se passe.
They can tell that she's entered into a place in the feast that they haven't entered into.
Ils peuvent dire qu'elle est entrée à un endroit dans la fête où ils ne sont pas entrés.
That's not a nice position to be in.
C'est pas une bonne position.
You don't want to be like that at too many feasts, friends.
Ne soyez pas comme cela dans beaucoup.
I don't want to be like that at too many feasts.
Je veux pas être comme cela dans beaucoup.
I don't want to see other people in the spirit and then being moved by God, spoken to by the tree of life.
Je veux pas voir certaines personnes dans l'esprit être en train d'être.
Others receiving divine blessing.
Je veux pas voir la bénédiction.
You can see it.
Vous pouvez le voir.
You can see it by the way they worship it.
Vous pouvez le voir de la manière dont ils.
See it by the way they're receiving the word.
La manière dont ils reçoivent la parole.
See it by the way they pray afterwards.
La manière dont ils prient après.
But there's something different here.
Il y a quelque chose de différent.
There's something
ici.
Taking place here that's not taking place with me.
Il y a quelque chose qui se produit là-bas qui ne se produit pas à moi.
Friends, you don't want to stay in that place for too long.
Vous ne cherchez pas à rester là pendant longtemps.
Because Jesus won't always be there.
Jésus ne veut pas seulement être là.
Jesus was just there for a season.
Jésus était là seulement
the
pour
feast
un
had a beginning and the feast had an
la
end.
Fête avait un commencement
and you had to take advantage while he was there.
Et vous devez profiter pendant qu'il
like
était
with
là.
Bartimaeus, he had to take advantage when the son of David was near.
Bartimée a bénéficié pendant
the
que
woman
le,
with an issue of blood was
David
the same.
Là. La femme à l'écoulement de sang, c'était la même chose.
But they could see.
Ils pouvaient voir
that something was taking place.
Que quelque chose se produisait.
And friends, don't you love it when that takes place?
Et ne permettez pas que cela ne se produise.
Because all of a sudden, when she's ministering to Jesus,
et directement, elle a
she's ministering to Jesus.
Servir Jésus.
He hasn't said a word to her yet.
Il n'a rien encore dit à elle.
She's just in a certain atmosphere.
Elle est seulement dans une certaine
she's
atmosphère.
She's just following something that's leading her to do what she's doing.
Elle suit seulement quelque chose qui l'a conduite à faire quelque chose.
Then Jesus puts his attention to her.
Alors Jésus pose son attention sur elle.
And while she was there,
et pendant qu'elle était là,
when Jesus put his attention on her,
quand Jésus place son attention
you
sur
know what
elle,
it's like.
Que c'était quoi?
It's like it's just you and him in the room.
C'est comme si le monde entier, il n'y a que vous.
Doesn't matter about all these other people.
Peu importe ce que les autres font.
They're not part of the symphony.
Ils sont pas partis, font prendre pas part à la symphonie.
She's moved in the right place.
Elle est entrée au bon
and
endroit.
She can feel now.
Elle peut sentir
maintenant. Because she's come the right way.
Qu'elle s'est approchée
she's
de la bonne
come
manière.
At his feet. She's ministering to him.
Elle est à ses pieds, elle le sert.
She feels his attention moving now onto her.
Elle sent maintenant que son attention se déplace
friends.
Vers elle.
Is that not lovely?
N'est-il pas merveilleux?
When somebody will be preaching,
quand quelqu'un prêche,
and all of a sudden the word starts coming to you,
brusquement la
and it focuses down on you,
cela est focalisé sur
Jesus is speaking to you.
Et Jésus vous parle.
He may be speaking to nobody else in the feast,
il peut peut-être ne pas parler à quelqu'un d'autre,
but his attention is on you.
Mais son attention c'est seulement vous.
Those are the precious things of a Christian life.
C'est une chose précieuse.
When that word becomes personal to you,
quand cette parole devient
he's speaking to you.
Il vous parle.
He's showing you, I know your thoughts, I know what you're going through.
Il vous dit, je connais vos pensées, je sais.
Here's the answer to your situation.
Voici la réponse à
votre situation. Here's how you need to handle whatever you're going through. That's where we get the victory in this life from, friends. It's when we move into that place and Jesus puts his attention upon us. It's not the general gathering of the feast. Simon left that place worse than when he entered the place.
Simon quitta cet endroit pire que quand il
because the prophet says you never leave a meeting the same.
Parce que le prophète dit vous ne quitterez
you're either going to be
manière.
Better or you're going to be worse.
Soit vous serez meilleur, soit vous serez
depends
pire.
On your attitude.
Depends
on your approach. Depends on your preparation.
De votre préparation.
And if you come the right way,
si vous venez de la bonne
every année, time you leave better than when you came.
Chaque fois vous quitterez meilleur.
Something will have quickened you along the road in your journey.
Quelque chose va vous vivifier sur votre chemin.
Something will have quickened you through your discouragement.
Quelque chose va vous encourager dans votre
something will come and answer your question.
Quelque chose répondra à votre
shine
question.
Light on your current situation that
il
you don't understand.
Illuminer votre situation présente.
Because Jesus will put his attention personally on you.
Quand Jésus posera son attention personnellement sur
and
vous.
Why come to the feast?
Venez à la fête.
If you don't have fellowship with the host,
si vous voulez pas communier
you've
avec
missed the purpose of the feast.
Le but de la
he's the attraction in the feast, friends.
Quelle est l'attraction à la fête?
He's the attraction.
Il est l'attraction.
That's how the prophet says, if you read your Bible.
C'est ça, le prophète dit,
and you don't see Jesus in every verse, read it again.
Si vous ne voyez pas Jésus dans chaque verset,
you're at the feast, but you're not seeing the main attraction.
Vous êtes dans la fête, mais vous ne voyez pas l'attraction.
There's something lacking. You say, Lord, help me, please.
Demandez
I don't just want to read the words on the page.
Je veux pas seulement lire les paroles.
I need communion with you.
Je veux une communion
avec I need toi. Fellowship with you.
Je veux une communion avec
I need
toi.
You to put your attention on me, oh
Je
Lord.
Veux que toi, tu places
I'm ministering to you.
Je te sers.
I'm washing your feet with
je
worship.
Lave tes pieds.
Now, Master, I need fellowship with you.
Maintenant, maître, je veux communier avec toi.
And you see this woman now.
Voyez cette femme maintenant.
Look at how it turns to verse 48. First, he turns, verse 44 says, and he turned to the woman and he spoke to Simon.
Et il se tourna vers la femme et il parla. Il dit à Simon.
Now, friends, whenever Jesus is there,
chaque fois que Jésus est là,
he's going to speak to you.
Il va vous parler.
But this was a word of judgment.
Mais c'était une parole de jugement.
This was a word of rebuke to Simon.
C'était une parole de
réprimande Jesus spoke
à
Simon. To her, to him.
Jésus lui parla.
He spoke to him.
Lui parla.
But there was no redemption in the word that he spoke.
Mais il n'y avait pas de rédemption dans les paroles.
It was correction.
C'était la correction.
It was rebuke.
C'était une réprimande.
But Jesus never speaks to her like that.
Mais Jésus ne parla pas à la femme comme cela.
Never speaks to her like that.
Il lui parla pas comme cela.
Do you like going to church all the time when it's correction? I don't like it when it's like that.
Je n'aime pas comme c'est le temps de correction.
I want the word of blessing.
J'aime les paroles de bénédiction.
I want the word that ministers something to my spiritual experience.
J'aime les paroles qui vont apporter quelque chose à mon expérience.
But he speaks to Simon first of all.
Il parle à Simon d'abord.
And then it says in verse 48.
Et au verset 48.
Read from 47 first.
Partie du verset 48.
Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much. You see that? For she loved much. She came to minister to Jesus.
Elle est venue servir Jésus.
She had many sins, many faults.
Elle avait beaucoup de péchés, beaucoup.
And those brothers that were out of the spirit there that day, Simon was saying.
Et ces gens dans ces jours-là, Simon dit, Simon
to the other brother.
Aux autres frères,
if he was a prophet.
S'il était prophète,
if he was a man of God,
s'il était un homme de Dieu,
he would know who that woman is.
Il aurait su qui est cette femme.
That same spirit hasn't died, friends.
Le même esprit n'est pas mort.
If he was a man of God, he would do this. If he was a man of God, he wouldn't do that.
S'il était un homme de Dieu, il ferait
ceci. I think let's leave it to God to judge.
Laissons à Dieu le jugement.
That's the best thing to do.
C'est la meilleure chose à faire.
But there's criticism.
Mais c'est critique.
And they're criticizing this woman.
Mais il critiquait cette femme.
And they're criticizing Jesus.
Et il critiquait Jésus.
He was having such a fellowship with this woman.
Il avait une telle communion avec cette
femme. What a sad condition to be in at the feast.
Une condition triste dans
such a great feast.
C'est une si grande fête.
Verse 48. And he said unto her. Now he speaks to her.
Et il parle à la femme.
He opens the way to the tree of life.
Il lui ouvre le chemin vers l'arbre de vie.
He says, come and partake.
Il dit, viens prendre part.
I am the tree of life.
Je suis l'arbre de vie.
Your sins.
Tes péchés
are all forgiven.
Sont pardonnés.
And friends, she receives redemption.
Il a reçu la rédemption.
She partakes of eternal life.
Il a pris part à l'arbre de vie.
She partakes.
Il prend part.
Of the precious fruit.
Au fruit précieux.
That's veiled in Christ.
Qui était voilé en Christ.
Don't you want it to be like that?
Ne voulez-vous pas être comme
that
cela?
When you come for the service, that happens to you.
Vous venez au
when you read your Bible, that happens to you.
Vous lisez votre Bible, c'est là
when
vous
you arrive. Listen to the messages, that happens
quand
to you.
Quand vous écoutez le message, cela vous arrive.
It all depends on our approach, friends.
Cela dépend de votre approche.
And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgives sins also? Brother Brian Locke told me one thing was very interesting. He says, if you deal with someone who has the spirit of criticism, you can never win. Because it's not a person, it's a devil on a person. It's a spirit of criticism. Who's ever overcome the devil of criticism?
It's
like Brother Daly was saying, it's not the person your enemy, it's the spirit that's your enemy.
That's how,
no matter what you do, you'll answer this, the question changes to that. You can never deal with that. Let's just don't pay any attention. Just put your eyes back on the Master. Just try to wash his feet. See, Jesus, what can I do for you in this
age?
Though you may just have a little, just pour it out for him. And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Now to finish off.
Pour terminer,
think of Simon.
Simon.
When he left that place.
Quand il a
when
quitté
the feast
cet
finished.
Endroit,
compared with how she was when she left that place.
Comparez-le avec ce qu'elle
était. Imagine how she was when she left that place.
Quand elle a quitté ce,
when she was going home that day.
Quand elle rentrait.
She was in another dimension.
Elle était dans une autre dimension.
She was just worshiping all the way home. Oh.
Elle adorait.
Thank
tout
you,
le long
Jesus.
Chemin,
thank
Jésus.
You, Lord.
Merci,
oh,
Jésus.
I'll never be the same. My sins are under the blood. Oh, my sins were higher than the mountain. My sins were deeper than the river. But my Lord has sanctified me. And she was never the same. Friends, that's what we want. That's what you want when you come to the feast. That you could go like that. That it can be such a spiritual milestone in your experience. That it's a stepping stone to the next part of what God is calling you to do. That it leaves an imprint in your soul. Because you've been dealing with him himself.
Parce que vous traitez avec lui.
And what was the key, friends?
Et quelle était la clé?
She came to minister to him.
Elle est venue le servir.
The prophet says,
le prophète dit,
after she got through,
après,
them tears of repentance running down her face,
après tout cela, avec toutes ces larmes de repentance sur
washing jour, Jesus' feet,
lavant les pieds de Jésus,
I believe he felt a little bit refreshed.
Je crois...
Jesus left that place refreshed. Oh,
Jésus quitta cet endroit refreshed.
He walked through all those critics there, Simon and Simon.
Il a laissé tous ses critiques, Saint Simon.
That was a wonderful feast.
C'était une fête merveilleuse.
I enjoyed myself.
Je me suis réjoui.
Why?
Pourquoi?
The prophet says.
Le prophète dit.
He says, why did Jesus come?
Pourquoi Jésus était-il venu?
This is why.
C'est pourquoi Jésus
he
était
sat
venu.
There.
Il s'assit
he
là.
Came. I wonder why.
Je me demande pourquoi.
There's always a reason.
Il avait toujours une
and
raison.
She was the reason.
Elle était la raison.
He says, and there he sat.
Il s'assit là.
It looked like he was waiting for her.
Comme s'il il attendait la femme.
Watching around.
Et la regardant.
That's why he came.
C'est comme ça
qu'il even
était
if it's just one person here today that wants to minister to him, he's going to come.
Même s'il doit seulement,
while others are out of the spirit,
si les autres sont en
he
dehors
sits there and he's waiting for you.
Il s'assied là-bas et vous attend.
He's waiting for you to come and wash his feet.
Il attend que vous veniez laver
he's waiting for you to come and minister refreshing to him.
Il attend que vous venez lui servir le
to
rafraîchissement.
Minister some sort of blessing.
Quelque chose,
and friends, when you minister something to him,
et quand vous lui donnez quelque chose,
you receive exceedingly abundantly.
Vous allez recevoir en surabondance.
Above what you could ask or think.
Au-delà de ce que vous pouvez même
in return from him.
Right.
And this woman went home.
Cette femme rentra à la maison.
And people just saw.
Elle a dit,
she's no longer the same.
Et qu'elle n'était plus la même.
And she was a disciple.
Elle était une disciple.
And God recorded her in his word.
Et Dieu l'a écrit son nom dans sa
in
parole.
His eternal word.
Dans sa parole éternelle.
And that little offering. That might have seemed nothing to anybody else.
Qui pouvait pas signifier quelque chose
God paid so much attention to that he put it in his word.
Et a attiré son attention que son
and
nom
it's an
a été
inspiration to us today.
Quelle inspiration pour nous aujourd'hui.
That Lord is there no way that I can wash your feet in the sage.
Où je puisse laver tes pieds
I'm sure that's your desire.
C'est ce
don't you want to wash Jesus' feet?
Ne voulez-vous pas laver ses
don't worry about the atmosphere, friends.
Ne regardez pas l'atmosphère.
Don't worry about other people.
Ne regardez pas d'autres personnes.
Don't worry about what you have to go through to get to him.
Ne regardez pas ce que
there's
vous
the flesh, there's the world, there's the devil, there's all manner of opposition.
Il y a toutes choses d'opposition, toutes sortes d'opposition en chemin.
But if you have that seed in your soul,
mais si vous avez cette semence dans votre âme,
that seed wants to minister to him.
Cette semence veut le servir.
So when he opens the way,
et quand il ouvre la voie,
allow him to minister you there.
Laisse-le te le servir.
There's power in preparation.
Il y a une puissance en préparation.
There's power in your attitude.
Il y a une puissance
there's
dans
power
la
in your
dans
expectation.
Votre attitude et dans votre attente.
It'll lead you somewhere wonderful.
Cela vous amènera quelque part
if you just approach it the right way.
Si
let's stand. Let's sing a song before we come to a close. No, I just think of that servant sitting at the door.
Je vois encore ce serviteur ça, qui était à la porte.
He never washed Jesus' feet.
Il n'avait
why?
Jamais lavé les pieds de Jésus.
And this woman washed Jesus' feet.
Mais cette femme.
What a wasted opportunity.
Quelle opportunité manquée.
Jesus was there.
Quand Jésus était là.
And he never used the resources that he had.
Il n'avait pas utilisé les ressources qu'elle avait.
To minister to his need.
Pour faire, répondre à ses besoins.
So God made a way.
Dieu a fait un chemin.
And here she came.
Et la voici.
And she did the job.
Elle a fait le travail.
The same that come from the east and west, but
They come from the east and west.
They come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are! Behold, it is Hallowed, the glow with light divine. Blessed partakers of this grace, as gems in His crown to shine.
Since Jesus
has set me free, I'm happy as I can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me.
It's so sweet.
My soul was as black as night.
As black as night.
But darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. I look on that great white throne,
that great white throne,
before it the ransom stand.
Oh, they stand.
No longer no sorrow is known, no death
in that goodly land.
My Savior has gone
before,
preparing the way for me. Soon we'll meet to part no more. True time will return.
Oh, since Jesus
has set me free, I'm happy as I can be.
And may
no longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me,
so sweet.
My soul was as black
as night.
But darkness has taken
flight.
Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. The gates of that holy land stand open by night and day. Has prepared the way, a home in those mansions
made.
His hand has reserved for all, for the wedding feast is prepared. Obeying the gracious
voice, since Jesus
but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me
free. Oh, Jesus is coming.
Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Our trials will soon be over. Whatever this moment should come for those who are free from sin, then holy, bring new joy.
Great feast. That great feast at Simon's house.
Cette grande fête dans la maison de Simon.
There was only one person that was set free.
Il y avait une seule personne qui a été libérée.
And that was her.
C'était elle.
She came with the right approach.
Elle est venue de la bonne manière.
She came with the singleness of heart.
Elle est venue dans la, l'humilité de cœur.
She came with a desire.
Elle est venue avec un désir.
She wanted to do something for Jesus.
Elle voulait faire quelque chose pour
She
Jésus.
Wanted to minister to him.
Elle voulait lui servir.
And though her sins were many,
même si ses péchés étaient nombreux,
yet he spoke to her.
Il a parlé,
and he
il
says,
a parlé.
All of your sins.
Et tous ses péchés,
and yes, I know that they are many.
Et je sais qu'ils sont nombreux,
are all forgiven you.
Ils sont tous pardonnés.
What a blessing that was.
Quelle bénédiction.
Is anybody here today?
Y a-t-il quelqu'un ici?
And you want to meet him
qui veut le rencontrer
in the forgiveness of your sin.
Dans le pardon de tes péchés.
You believe the Lord has spoken to your soul.
Vous croyez que le Seigneur a parlé.
He's put his attention upon you.
Il a placé son attention
and
sur
he's wanting to minister forgiveness to you.
Et il veut vous donner le pardon.
And he's just asking for you.
Il veut seulement que
just to open the way.
Vous ouvriez seulement le chemin.
Just to submit yourself.
Soumettez-vous seulement.
Just to say, Jesus,
dites, Jésus,
I've sinned against you.
J'ai péché contre
I've done wrong.
J'ai mal agi.
I'm asking for forgiveness.
Je demande pour le pardon.
Is anybody here wants to raise their hand?
Y a-t-il quelqu'un qui
and say, Jesus,
dire, Jésus,
forgive me, Lord.
Pardonne-moi, Seigneur.
I'm coming unto the tree of life.
Je viens vers l'arbre de vie.
I'm wanting to partake of the fruits.
Je veux prendre des
the fruits of redemption.
Les fruits de la rédemption.
The fruits of forgiveness.
Les fruits du pardon.
The fruits of eternal life.
Les fruits de l'arbre de la vie
oh, éternelle. Jesus, forgive me.
Jésus, pardonne-moi.
And he will say to you,
et il va vous dire,
your sins,
vos péchés,
which were many,
qui sont nombreux,
are all forgiven you.
Sont tous pardonnés.
Go and sin no more. Whatever the desire you have before the Lord, why don't you all pray for a short while? You express to him what's in your heart while his attention is upon you. And may God bless you. Let's all enter into a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, I do desire even myself.
Desiring more of thee, Lord, said the God. Bless us now, keep us now. Thy name be glorified. Thy name, Lord Father, be lifted above.
Amen. Amen. Saints, you may be seated for a few minutes here. We'd just like to do the election of the officers of the church. Doesn't take long. We just want today, we want to do it in two stages. Today we want to do the election of three deacons and a trustee. Now each of the brothers who holds an office in the church, we know that at the end of the year, the office expires. And if they're willing to go forth and continue on in that office, then we have a vote for them once a year. So we have our three deacons. We have Brother Wilmore, Brother David. We have Brother Vergus who's standing in as well. And Brother Vergus is the trustee. So each of the brothers is willing to go forth in their office if the church desires them to do so. So we want to just have a vote today for each of these offices. If there's anybody in the back room, wouldn't mind coming out. If there's anybody, the sisters in the back room, if you can come out if you can. Because we're going to do a vote with a show of hands. Now, people always ask who should vote, who is qualified to vote for the offices in the house of God. The prophet gives two conditions as to who should vote. He says, those who support this church with their regular attendance and with their tithes. So if you are able to pay tithes, if somebody doesn't pay tithes, they don't really feel a part of this group, so you shouldn't really vote. But if somebody can pay tithes and they pay their tithes, the prophet says those are the two things. If you support this church with your regular attendance and if you pay your tithes, if you contribute financially so that this church can continue going, it shows that your heart is together with us. And those are the people that should be the ones who vote for the offices of the church. So the way we're going to do it, like I say, it's not a complicated procedure. We know the office of deacons. We know that they're the policemen of the church. We know the office of a trustee. The trustee is responsible for the property of the church. So things to do with church order, it's the deacons. Things to do with the property of the church, chairs, music, sound, whatever those kind of the instruments, that's to do the property of the trustee. So I just wondered if we could all bow our heads. I just wanted to ask, first of all, I think just about everybody's come in now. Please, if everybody could bow their heads and close their eyes. Brother Virgus, if there's somewhere you could turn off the camera, I don't know if you can, bro. Just so that it's a real secret vote. Is it okay? Nobody can, no one can be said, it's okay. Let's bow our heads. I really wanted firstly to bring before you as a deacon, Brother David Scott. Brother David's been a deacon for several years now. And I wanted to ask those people that are eligible to vote. And inside of your heart, you know that this is your church, this is your home church, you want to support this church. Those who would desire Brother David to continue as a deacon, please could you raise your hand? This is for the year that lays ahead. Keep your hands raised. Please close your eyes, everybody. Thanks, you can put your hands down. Those that do not think that Brother David should continue as a deacon in the year ahead, please raise your hands. Thanks, please put down your hands. We do thank the Lord. It's a vast majority. So we thank the Lord for Brother David continuing as a deacon. I'd like to bring then, as you please close your eyes, bow your heads. I'd like to bring Brother Wilmore Cheninga before you. Brother Wilmore has been a faithful deacon for a good few years now as well. Who here is eligible to vote would desire Brother Wilmore to continue as a deacon for this year? Please raise your hand if you desire Brother Wilmore to continue as a deacon. You can put down your hands. Who feels Brother Wilmore should not be a deacon this year? We thank the Lord. There was a unanimous vote, so we thank the Lord for that. I bring Brother Virgus, who's standing in as a deacon, because Brother Scott sometimes can't be there, so Brother Virgus is helping out as a deacon. Who would desire him to continue in that position this year as a deacon, helping out as a deacon, if you want to raise your hands to the Lord? That's Brother Virgus Kubilius. Please, you can put your hands down. Who would think he shouldn't continue on? If you'd like to raise your hand, we thank the Lord for Brother Virgus. I just would bring Brother Virgus once again as trustee. He's been trustee for many years, looking after the property. I would ask those who desire Brother Virgus to continue on in this year as the trustee of this church, looking after the church property, please raise your hands. You can put down your hands. Those who do not desire Brother Virgus as a trustee, you can put down your hand, thanks. So in all cases, friends, it was just about 100% vote. So you can open your eyes. Thank you very much for that. So we do really appreciate and thank the brothers for a wonderful job which they've done. It's not an easy job, friends. It's like being a minister, being anything else, anything which has a spiritual office. If I can just say this as we close, is many times people ask about different things, different responsibilities. And I've given the example once. I spoke to Brother Vlad and different people. And I said, you know, sometimes this life, trying to really serve Christ in this age, it's a complicated age. I said, sometimes it's like having a 3-plate stove, but you've got 4 pots that you've got to keep warm, or 5 pots. And that's the truth. Because each person who holds a spiritual office, if you're the pastor, if you're a minister, if you've got a spiritual office, you're trying with the limited resources you've got, maybe 3 plates on your stove. Because none of us are full-time here. No, we work and we do different things as well. So you've got the demands, firstly, of the spiritual office that you hold. And that's a serious thing. Like in the ministry of preaching the word, it's the preparation that makes all the difference. It's not just standing up to preach. It's really trying to wait upon the Lord. And that takes a lot of time. And you've got to shut yourself away many, many times. As anybody who preaches knows, Brother Francis, Brother Maxwell and the brothers, is a lot in that. And anybody who's ever handled the word in that kind of a way. So you've got the pressures of the ministry. You've got the pressures of time that you've got to spend with the Lord to be living in a certain channel yourself as far as you possibly can. Secondly, you've got the responsibilities of your family. Amen. Because you've got your children. You've got to try to look after your home, look after your family. Thirdly, like with us, you've got the responsibility of a full-time job. Every day of the week, you're at work. You have to try to please your boss. You've got to try to fulfill the requirements of the scripture, not, you know, shirk back from your responsibilities at work. You've then got to rest. You've got to have time for rest, because I found out recently, if you don't give enough time for rest over a period of time, it almost breaks you down. So you've got to have time. Jesus had come apart and rest for a while. And then there's just the general things of life as well. The general fellowship and the other things which you desire to have a sense. And friends, I just really wanted to say it here when we're speaking about these offices, that it's not easy sometimes to really, really be able to keep all of these things going with the resources that you've got. Really, ministers should be full-time. I've learned it being in this office that the most effective way, obviously, is someone to be full-time, because you don't have all these other demands that are pulling in. Remember, Peter said it's not good for us to look after the tables. We should give ourselves to the studying of the word and pray. Remember, Peter knew that principle. So I really ask you, since next time when you vote concerning pastor and stuff, just please bear that in mind. Is that sometimes I know people make a lot of demands, and sometimes you'd love to fulfill all the demands, but it's just not possible sometimes. That's why you have faithful men around you, which help so tremendously, because it's not physically possible. You'll destroy yourself in a short space of time to meet every need of every person. That's why God has to give you faithful people. Like when Moses' arms were going down and there was Aaron and Hur to lift up their hands. There's people to help. You know, and so I really would just ask people, please bear that in mind, because it is tremendously discouraging when you really wear yourself down trying to do your best, and then you find certain people that don't even appreciate anything that you do. Amen. Anybody knows that it is tremendously discouraging. And if it wasn't for the encouragement of the Lord, anybody who holds a spiritual office, you wouldn't hold it for long. Because you find people get out of the spirit, and no matter what you do, no matter how much you're pouring your soul out in different ways, there's always going to be the other things, but he doesn't do that. Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he do that? And you'd love to do those things, but if someone could come and live in our house and be with us. I've had times where I've got home and I've been on the phone with people right from on the way home, all through the evening, taking Katana to the shops. She was late at the shops, 10:30, because I was on the phone with people right up to that time. And that happens on a regular basis, those kind of things. So you have a lot of responsibility. One person's problems can take a lot of time if you're dealing with it. And I do understand that people really do desire more attention sometimes, especially some of the older people. But when I look at the resources which we have, I said it to the officers when we had our meeting last year, I said, all that I can do is try to focus on the most important things. And I said, let me try to focus on the new people and on the young people at this time. And that's what I tried to do last year with the new people that had come, trying to meet with them, speak with them, try to establish them. Young people, you know, the young brothers meeting together with them. And we have tremendous people in this church who help in other things. So I just really would ask people for an understanding on that, because it's not an easy thing to do if you're not full-time holding these kind of offices. And the prophet says, if the devil is fighting you just because of yourself or for your family, he says, how much more me, the prophet says. How much more is the devil going to attack? And friends, it can be quite a thing. You know, it really does need the grace of God. So the prophet says, these officers, you elected them. They will make mistakes. They will make mistakes. You let me down, I let you down. You don't meet my expectations sometimes. Maybe I won't meet your expectations. But friends, any genuine believer will do the best that they can. Amen. With what they've got. You'll do your best. And friends, when we do fall short, that's when we need sometimes people to raise our hands up like Moses. You need people to support you at those kind of times to say, but hey, maybe the going's getting tough. Now, maybe the man's running out of physical strength. Maybe he's wearing himself down like the prophet did, and he went off the field for so many months. You know, those things can happen when you're dealing with spiritual things and natural things at the same time. But I think people that have never held these kind of offices, it's very easy. It's like a person who's never been a parent. They're experts. Like Brother Barry said that time. They'll be telling you, no, you must raise your children like this and that. But when you actually are a parent, then you start realizing the reality of the situation. That this isn't just a theoretical something. This is a real day-to-day thing where you need the grace of God to do it properly. So in all of these spiritual offices, friends, I would ask you to pray for every person. The best thing you can do is pray for these men. Pray for me. Pray for anybody that holds an office in this church. If you want to receive the full benefit. And let's raise one another's arms once again so that you all win the victory down in the valley. It's so easy to be a critic. It's so easy. Anybody can be a critic. But it's far harder to support. It's far harder to sweat it out and say, well, I'm going to try to help as well. That's what I really do believe Jesus wants in this day. That's how we wash his feet. We find an opportunity. There's a gap maybe in the church. You can see nobody's really looking after this well enough. Maybe the brothers are too caught up looking after other things. Well, there's a need here. Let me go and ask, maybe I can help in this need. And friends, we really, really do appreciate that. And the choice of the ministers, friends, the choice of the officers, people generally choose themselves in the end because it's people that are faithful in the post of duty. No, people that are faithful over a period of time to this church. Many times people don't come for a lot of services and they don't do a lot of things. And then, you know, you would like many times to put people like that in offices. But if they can just prove themselves to be really wholeheartedly together with us in this great battle that we're fighting, we'd love to put other people as well. You know, but sometimes you just look and you see, but these brothers are faithful because it says that those offices require someone to be faithful. Faithful in the line of duty. Faithful in the post of duty. So I just want to just explain that a little bit while we do elect the officers. Is that it's a spiritual life that we live and there's the natural aspect as well. And trying to find that balance sometimes isn't easy, saints. And you do so much appreciate people who understand that and try to help with that. And those are the people that I really do believe God gives to walk with you in your age. And I really do appreciate each of these brothers who have been such a tremendous help personally to me in this last year. You know, I really do appreciate the officers, how faithful they've been in the offices which they've held. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. But the brothers have done a tremendous job. And I really do thank the Lord for it. So let's bow our heads. We'll just pray for these brothers, for this year ahead. And we ask the Lord's blessing on the afternoon service. Heavenly Father, Lord, just speaking from the heart today. Father, how we need you day by day. Father, we see that woman and she poured out everything that she had. Oh, Jesus, you gave her an opportunity. And Lord, she did the best that she could. And how we long to be the same, Lord. Father, where we fall short, you know our hearts. We don't want to fall short of your glory. We don't want to be an offense or bring a reproach in any way. But Father, thou seest and thou knowest the reality of this life. Thou knowest the battles. Father, thou knowest, Lord, this physical body can only take so much. And thou knowest, Lord, the atmosphere of the day that we're living in. So Father, I do so appreciate and thank you that in this age, you've given me each of these brothers to work together with. I thank you for Brother David. Lord, may you bless him. Father, the battles he's been through with his eyes and the things that he's done, Father, I've seen him, Lord. The desire of his soul, Father, to be in your house as much as he possibly can with the resources that he has. Father, you see his desire. Lord, you see the sacrifice and the effort that he makes. May you bless him and his family. Bless him in his office. Continue to give him wisdom as he gets more and more experienced, Lord. Continue to use him to be a blessing to your people, to keep the right order with gentleness and firmness, as your prophet told us, Lord, that, Father, he may help to safeguard the right atmosphere in your house. I thank you, Lord, for Brother Wilmore, Lord, Father. Many things that he does with the youth and the Sunday school and holding a spiritual office and working at the same time and a young family. Father, thank you, Lord, for how tremendous the job that he's done in each of those things, Lord. Father, sometimes, Lord, he can wear himself down. I pray that you'll renew his strength. I pray, Lord, that you'll quicken him afresh in this year. I pray that you'll just give him a new zeal in every aspect of his life. I pray that you'll minister him down the channel that you desire him to go. And bless him and his family. May he continue to be a blessing to your people. And Brother Virgus, as a deacon, as a trustee, Father, we do thank you that you allowed him, Lord, to come from the east and to come here. Because he's been a blessing to us, Lord. Father, the way that he's looked after the property of the church, and we see the website and the streaming and the sound, and Father, so many things. It's so easy to look sometimes, Lord, at Father, what's not there. That Father, we fail to see the multitude of things that are there. Or we see what somebody maybe hasn't done, and we fail to see the dozens of things that they've done so well and are doing so well. So Father, I do appreciate and thank you, Lord. May you bless him as a deacon. Help him, Lord, as he backs up the other brothers, Lord, in your house. And bless him as a trustee. Continue to inspire him. Continue to lead him and guide him in the things of technology and the things of sound and in the things of, Father, all of these things that make things so much easier in this age if they're used for the right purpose. May you bless him, bless his family, bless him in the offices that he holds. Now, Father, we want to depart with your blessing for a break. May you bless the afternoon service. How we long to partake of the tree of life. Help us to prepare our hearts, Lord. Bless Brother Lubanza. Give him an unction and anoint him. And use him for your glory, we pray. May we dismiss with your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. Let's meet at 3:15. It's an hour's time. May the Lord grant us grace as we have a break.